following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhalla Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's the 2017 season opener, and after a long nine-month hiatus, the Bulldogs are set for varsity action, with many new faces on the field and on the sidelines. While there's an exciting new energy for the Bulldogs, there's an old familiar foe stalking the opposing sideline. We've made the trip southwest down the Cumberland River on this sultry August night to Gainesboro, Tennessee, home of our downriver rivals, the hated Jackson County Blue Devils. It's the 64th installment of the Clash on the Cumberland. We're here at Jackson County High School for the inaugural broadcast of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network. I'm Daniel Strong, bringing you your play-by-play action. I'm pleased to be accompanied by the network's producer, Rob Edwards, and our analyst and statistician, Thomas Weaver. Thomas, it's very exciting to be broadcasting live here tonight.
It certainly is, Daniel, and it's a perfect night to kick off the Horizon Sports Network here. When we came up with this live stream idea, we knew we had a long way to go to make it happen. But we didn't. We had tremendous support, and we can't thank our sponsors enough. Without them, we wouldn't be here. I also want to thank you, Daniel, for all your hard work, and Rob, who we conned into helping us already. Glad to have him, too. As we've said in our promos, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper that my brother John, my dad, Bob, right, and myself have been publishing for almost 15 years now. And we want our listeners to remember to pick up a copy next week. I always got to plug the paper, you know, for full coverage of this game and much more. We also want to remind them to tell their friends and family to visit DelhallaHorizon.com to hear a live broadcast and check out our archives link, because once a game's called live here, Daniel, it's always going to be there for people to go back and listen to, and I think that's something huge with our broadcast.
A great feature. These young men, by tomorrow afternoon probably, will be able to listen right to tonight's action.
Right. So we want everybody to, you know, call your friends now, text them the link, share it on Facebook, social media, Snapchat, whatever all the kids do. Get the word out there, guys. We're going to do our first game tonight. So we'll be right back with more pregame as we get ready for the Clay County-Jackson County matchup here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network, featuring exciting play-by-play by Daniel Strong and in-depth analysis by Thomas Weaver. Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
P.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
And we're back live here at Jackson County High School on the Horizon Sports Network. We're proudly situated atop Mac Draper Stadium, looking down upon Cal Cisco Field, the home of the Blue Devils. A long history has certainly been forged between the Dogs and the Devils. The two teams first met 80 years ago this year in 1937, when the Bulldogs were then known as the Salina High School Golden Crusaders. The Crusaders were victorious in that first battle in a 21-12 decision. The schools have met since then 62 times. The Bulldogs dominate the series with 39 wins to 23 losses and one tie, which came in 1968. However, the Devils have won the last eight games in a row, with the Dogs' last victory coming almost a decade ago in 2008. This is the longest winning streak that either team can boast of in the series. Clay County's longest winning streak came from 1978 to 1983 when they beat their rivals from downriver in seven consecutive contests, which included their only postseason meeting between these two teams, which was 1982's Industrial Bowl. At this time, we'll pause for another short break from our sponsors.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
And we're back here live on the Horizon Sports Network at Jackson County High School. First-year head coach Matt Bates becomes the 21st overall leader of the Bulldogs. Bates joins the ranks of legends like John Teeples, Russell Richardson, and Joe Neal Eads as proud leaders of the black and gold. However, Bates is the eighth head man since the turn of the century, and the team has a dismal 57-win to 116-loss record since the beginning of the 2000 season, and are coming off back-to-back 2-8 records. But that's not something that scares Coach Bates. He believes in the talent of the players on the field and in his coaching staff's ability to get the job done. At this time, we're going to take you inside the locker room a segment featuring our weekly interview with Coach Bates.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse on the eve of the kickoff of Clay County's 2017 season versus downriver rival Jackson County. I'm here with new Bulldog head coach Matt Bates for the first edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for inviting us in today.
Well, thanks, Thomas, for coming in, and we're excited to talk a little football today.
We are. Let's get started with a little background on yourself. You're a Cookeville native, is that right?
That's correct. A 2004 graduate of Cookeville High. Got a scholarship to play football at Campbellsville University. Blew my knee out after a year. Moved back to Tech and started coaching with my old alma mater for a few years and bounced between Cookeville, Upperman, and then the last 7 years at Stone and Crossville.
How old are you, Coach?
31. A little young.
Well,
I've been around, you know, 13 years of coaching ball, you're a little older than you feel sometimes.
And you've got a family, a wife?
Got a wife. We've been married for 10 years, and we got three children, Brock, who's 7, Jude, who's 5, Matt, who's 2.5, and we got a girl on the way in November.
I assume all big football fans?
All big football fans. You'll see them tackling each other, beating each other somewhere on the fields on Friday nights this fall.
Great, great. Why make the move to Clay County?
You know, it was a hard move, definitely one that things needed to fall into place. I was searching, but I really wasn't searching. I had a great job at Crossville, and I talked with our head coach, talked to Mr. Eldridge, and things just kind of fell into place. When you start looking at the tradition here, the athletes here, the success the basketball program's had, so you know they can win, they got athletes to win, and all those things just kind of fell into place, and now I'm here.
Well, we're glad to have you, and seems like you made the best of the move so far. You've got quite possibly the largest team out that we've ever fielded.
Absolutely. You know, we recruited the Halls. Luckily, Mr. Eldridge was able to bring me in February. So I've been here all spring semester, all summer, and now all into the fall, of course. And we've been able to recruit the heck out of the Halls, Thomas. And that's been the biggest thing, is recruiting the Halls, building those relationships with the kids so you see, they see you, they know you. It's not some fresh guy walking in August. Let's play football.
Well, from a former Bulldog, we're excited about what you've done so far. Tell me a little bit about, I know we got some first-year players, like you say, some guys that came out of the Halls, some basketball players that haven't seen the field before.
Yeah, we got a lot of those guys, you know. I think you're headlined by Seth Ogletree and B.J. Emberton and Jake Ashlock. Those three guys alone changes the dynamic of this team athletic-wise. Plus, they're team players, they're team-first guys. They bust their tails, and they know how to win. I mean, they went to the state finals and should have won, come up a little short, but they're definitely hungry to get back.
And also, you got 9 seniors this year, led by what you described to me as the team leader, Dylan Maxfield.
Oh, absolutely. A guy that you never worry what he's doing. You know he's doing the right things on and off the field. He's leading his teammates in the right way. He's a church-first guy, family-first guy, so he's got everything in line. As an 18-year-old, that's impressive.
And he sets a good example.
Absolutely.
Let's get into a little bit about your quarterback battle. I know we had Seth Mackey, a senior that's played several years now, but you ended up going with the sophomore, Jake Ashlock.
That was a hard decision, a decision that took a lot of film, a lot of discussions with our coaches, and ultimately one I made on my own. And you just look at the film, and you got two guys that are just competing their tails off all summer, all fall in scrimmages. And ultimately, I think it just ended up being Jake felt more comfortable with making the plays than Seth. Now, Seth's moved to wing and receiver, and we're going to get him on the field, get the ball in his hands because he's a senior, and he's a leader also. But it was a hard decision. It's one that they handled well. They both congratulated each other. They both continue to push each other.
Appreciate that, Coach. I know some things about coaching are tough. This is your first head coaching job. How excited are you for Friday night?
I'm maybe more nervous than excited. Just there's a lot of unknowns, but ultimately when the game gets going, I'll be jacked up as the kids probably.
I understand. And, of course, a big rivalry game.
Huge rivalry game. That's the first thing I was told when I was hired, is beat Jackson County. And that's all I've heard.
Well, we appreciate you coming in today. One last thing, what's our chances tomorrow night?
We're going to run the ball well. Don't turn it over. I like them.
All right, folks, next week, tune in to hear what Coach has to say about week two matchup with neighboring county rival Red Bowling Springs. And we'll see you then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farm, proud supporter of Clay County football.
You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Featuring exciting play-by-play by Daniel Strong and in-depth analysis by Thomas Weaver. Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live here again on the Horizon Sports Network. We'd like to welcome you back to Matt Draper Stadium, Cisco Field here in Gainesboro, Tennessee. At this time, we're going to go into a segment that we like to call Keys to the Game. We're going to speak to our analyst, Thomas Weaver, here and get his thoughts on what the Bulldogs can do tonight to come out victorious over the Blue Devils for the first time in many years. Thomas, what do you feel is the overall key for the Bulldogs tonight?
Well, as you just heard Coach Bates say in the interview, everything about this Bulldog team is new. You got a new coach. You got a new quarterback, you got several new players. So I think a good start's going to be really important for the Dogs to give them some confidence tonight. Beyond that, I think they're going to have to rely on the experience they have, something we hadn't had in the past. You got senior Dylan Maxfield's their leader on the team. He needs to step up early and often and on both sides of the ball. If he does that, the rest of the team will feed off of him, Daniel.
Certainly the most comfortable situation for the Bulldog faithful would be if that were to be the case, this heavily laden junior and senior crew could help us out. What about specifically offensively? What does Coach Bates and his sophomore starting quarterback, Jake Ashlock, need to do on offense?
Well, I think they got to get the ball to their weapons. I mean, in the past, we've seen the big playability of Jared Markham out of the backfield. You know, he's got that breakaway speed we need. And you got to take advantage of Ashlock's live arm. I mean, Coach Bates described it that way. He's got a live arm. Stretch the field with newcomers B.J. Everton on the outside. And then mixing a little ground and pound from Will and Seth Ogletree. And Clay County should have a formula for success, Daniel.
What about defensively? If that's the case on offense, what do they need to do defensively, Thomas?
Well, I think they've got to get the Blue Devils off the field. So Coach Matt Bates, his new offense can control the tempo. And I think besides that, you know, we've got to create a turnover or two. That could be huge towards the Dogs getting off the schneid, as Chris Berman says. This has gone on long enough, Daniel. It's time for the Dogs to carry that victory bell back to Solana.
Definitely turnovers will be a huge factor in the game. There are very few contests over the years it went to victorious to the team who had the most turnovers. So certainly that's a key to every game. Fine point there. This time they're preparing to play the national anthem on the field to respect our nation's flag. We'll go ahead and we'll pause. We'll go to a commercial break so we don't talk through the anthem, and we'll be back shortly here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local, affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhalla Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network, featuring exciting play-by-play by Daniel Strong and in-depth analysis by Thomas Weaver. Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
And we return here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Gainesboro, Tennessee. We're preparing for the 2017 season opener, the clash on the Cumberland between the Devils and the Dogs. And now we'll bring you the starting lineups for Clay County for tonight's game. We apologize, we don't have all of Jackson County's information. We'll announce those starters as they come onto the field here in a few moments. Starting on the defensive side of the ball, at nose guard, a freshman, John Copeland, will be taking the field for the Bulldogs. The defensive tackles will be sophomore Wesley Huff, a senior Eli Watson. Lining up at defensive end in the Bulldogs 50 defense will be junior Zach Strong and junior Hayden Cherry. At inside linebacker, the defense will be anchored by senior captain number 50, Dylan Maxfield. Also, he'll be joined on the inside at linebacker by Will Ogletree, a sophomore. In the defensive secondary, we'll be seeing two safeties, number 7, senior Seth Ogletree, number 21, junior B.J. Emerton, and at the corner positions for the Bulldogs tonight will be number 20, Clark Donaldson, and number 24, Jared Markham. Moving over to the offensive side of the ball, getting his first start of his high school career will be sophomore Jake Ashlock at quarterback. He'll be taking snaps from center, number 72, Joseph Short, a senior. At right guard, we'll be seeing number 60, Eli Watson, a senior. At left guard, number 57, Alex Combs. At right tackle, number 50, Dylan Maxfield, a senior. At left tackle, we'll be seeing split time between number 66, Zach Strong, a junior, and also number 64, Derek Beckner, a junior. Starting at tight end for the Dogs will be a junior, Hayden Cherry, number 9. It's split in will be B.J. Emerton, a junior, and in the backfield we'll see sophomore number 30 fullback, Will Ogletree, and we'll also, he'll be accompanied by wingbacks number 24, Jared Markham, and number 7, Seth Ogletree. So that is the starting lineup for tonight's event. Once again, I've not seen a Jackson County coach to have their starters denoted. We'll call them to you as we get into action here. And this time we want to take a look at the weather. So now we'll turn our eyes to the sky and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. The kickoff temperature here in Gainesboro, Tennessee looks to be 84 degrees with 58% humidity. There was light rain overnight, but there is absolutely no chance of rain on this beautiful August night here in Gainesboro for the 2017 season opener. Little to no wind to speak of. 1 mile an hour from the west-northwest is being reported, but certainly don't think the wind's going to be an issue. So this has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. At this time, we're going to go into a short segment that we call The Last Word. We're going to hear from producer Rob Edwards and analyst Thomas Weaver and myself quickly before the game starts. Rob, you want to kick us off?
Well, guys, I think tonight the Bulldogs get off to a good start. I think that's going to be crucial to win this game. I think the ball security throughout the game, typically with any sport, whoever turns the ball over the fewest times has the best chance to win. I look for the Dogs to turn over a new leaf tonight. I predict the streak ends here in Gainesboro tonight. The 8-year streak ends, guys. We're going with the Dogs.
Let's hope so, Rob Edwards.
Well, I hate to agree with him, Daniel, but I think if Coach Bates' offense can control the tempo here, eat some clock, and I think the Dogs head home victorious for the first time in 10 years.
Certainly a lot of excitement tonight. As we mentioned, this is the 64th installation of the Clash on the Cumberland. It started back in 1937, and it continues 80 years later here tonight in 2017. I agree with my broadcasting partners. I think the Bulldogs will roll, provided they stay calm, play a full four quarters, and hang on to the football. So now we're getting closer to action, and it looks like captains are going to midfield for Gainesboro, number 43, Ori Smallwood, a senior. Also, he's accompanied by number 70, Jeremy Hodges, a big lineman listed at 6'5", 287, another senior. And also number 6, Logan Ramsey for the Blue Devils. It looks like for the Bulldogs, that's number 50, Dylan Maxfield now, accompanied by number 60, Eli Watson. And I'm having difficulty seeing the other number for the Bulldogs. Looks like number 44 for the Dogs. That's Matt Jacoby, another senior. So the seniors are at midfield. The coin toss has been administrated. Clay County's won the toss. They have elected to receive.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
No, kill time. We go right here. We go to this and kill time.
This broadcast is powered by AC Wireless.
Talk about a few players. That's what we think, too. Records. I like those.
Sponsored by Upton Funeral Home. Serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply.
We get some time. I'll start that.
Stop shop for all things farm related.
So I'll introduce you. Place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River
into
Hospital.
This.
Okay. Proudly providing
if
local health care for about 50 years.
Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers. One at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. Serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management. Your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management. Offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhalla Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
And we rejoin you live here at Cisco Field. We had a bit of a
technical difficulty there during break. We apologize for that. I believe mine and Thomas's mics weren't muted, and we were kind of talking through our spot we were playing there. We sincerely apologize for that. This is the inaugural broadcast of Bulldog Football on the Horizon Sports Network, so hopefully we can get rid of those mistakes as we gain some experience. So now we're fixing to get this thing kicked off. It is the clash on the Cumberland. Lots of excitement in there. Number 24, Jared Markham, is back deep to receive for the Clay County Bulldogs. He's accompanied by number 23, Dakota McGee, and number 18, Wesley Walker. To kick the ball off for the Blue Devils is number 12, Ian Finch, a junior. And he has a deep approach, and we're ready to go here. So it's football time in Clay County. It's a short line driving kick. It's going to be handled by Walker. He falls on the ball. It is going to be spotted safely at the 20-yard line. So fortunately, the Bulldogs were able to maintain possession of the kickoff, but they will have a long field as they start with 11 minutes and 59 seconds in this first quarter clock at their own 20-yard line. It's 80 yards to go.
I can feel the excitement, Daniel. I mean, I've kind of got a few chills here, you know, maybe remembering back to taking the field against the Blue Devils. We'll see what they got for them.
Okay, here we go. Sophomore Jake Ashlock under center, a fullback behind two wings. Ogletree in motion around left end. Ball's given to him. He has a good gain off the left side behind good blocking from that offensive line. And he's moved the ball down to the 26-yard line, so a 6-yard pickup on the play for Seth Ogletree, a senior, a newcomer to this Bulldog program. After not playing during his first 3 years of high school, he made the decision to come out onto the gridiron, and we're certainly fortunate that he has. So here we are in a second and three situation from the 27-yard line, we'll call it. That was a 7-yard pickup. Ashlock under center. He gives to his fullback Ogletree. He's fighting hard for yardage for the first down. He's very close to the mark. The officials appear to be spotting right on the 30. May have to see a measurement. They are holding up the chains, but no, they move them. So that is a first down for the Bulldogs. First down of the season. So two plays, a first down. This will be the third play of the drive coming up. So a good slow pace being set here on the ground by the Bulldogs.
That's that quick start that Coach Edgar was talking about there.
That's correct. But now we have a quarterback sneak from Ashlock.
That's
I'm not sure if there was misdirection but from Joseph Short, the center, but Ashlock got the snap. He did keep it. I don't know if he will lose yardage on the play or if they'll mark it back. May have picked up 6 inches. They move it across the 30 to around the 31-yard line. So we're going to be seeing a second nine, Thomas, early in this game. We'll see what Matt Bates wants to do here. So far in the first three plays, the Bulldogs have kept the ball on the ground. We have tight end Hayden Cherry to the right, accompanied by Ogletree, the wingback, and Emerton Split to the left. Ball's given to Ogletree as he comes in motion around left side, but he is tackled for a loss. That ball's going to be spotted back at the 27-yard line, so we'll call that a loss of four for senior Seth Ogletree on that carry.
Just had penetration off the backside and kind of chased him down, Daniel. We're going to have to seal that backside if Ogletree's going to have a chance on the outside.
Had success around that left end on the first play from scrimmage with a 6-yard pickup by Ogletree, but a very similar play that time, and the Blue Devil defense sniffed the thing out. The Devils, it appears to be, are running a 4-3 defense tonight. That would mean they have four down linemen, three inside linebackers, and four defensive backs. And here we go on third and long, first third down of the night, passing situation perhaps. Ashlock is rolling to his right, ball's up. He had an open receiver. That was Will Ogletree in the right flat. But big number 70 for the Blue Devils swatted that ball down. That's Jeremy Hodges. Once again, he's 6'5", 287. If I'm not mistaken, Coach Bates told me earlier this week that he had a scholarship to go to Tennessee Tech and play. So definitely a fierce competitor that the Dogs are going to see all night long.
Daniel, Ashlock had Ogletree right there in the flat for the first down. The guy just made a good play.
Certainly did. And here we are for the first punt of the night. I believe that's number 78, Joseph Jogan, the punt. He gets off a nice high punt. Ball's fielded. Dylan Maxfield with a nice tackle. Ball was fielded by number 4 for the Blue Devils. Trying to find his number on the roster here to give you a name, but I don't see it. Here we go. Dawson Poston for the Blue Devils on the return. The punt's going to be spotted down at the Blue Devils' own 45-yard line. So not a bad punt. And we'll be seeing, Thomas, for the first time tonight, the Blue Devil on Blue Devil offense and the Bulldog defense.
Yeah, not a bad first drive there. Got the first down, but just kind of stalled out, Daniel.
They did. It maybe got the jitters out, and here the Blue Devils go. First play from scrimmage. It was on the ground. Nice tackle made by number 30, sophomore Will Ogletree, from his linebacking position. Very excited about that young man and what he brings to this football team. So that's first play from scrimmage. No game for the Devils. Going to set up second and 10.
Going to need to see more of that tonight. That's another good start. I know we talked about it on the other side of the ball, but a good start defensively.
And here Jackson County comes. Quarterback's going to be under center. Eye backfield behind him. Fullback and tailback. Flanker to the right. Split into the left. Ball's handed off in the backfield. We had first contact deep in the backfield by freshman number 16, John Copeland. But he came off that runner and was tackled, I think, maybe by number 9, Hayden Cherry. As he moved the ball up, the Jackson County runner did, to the 47-yard line. So a pickup of 2. Going to set up a 3rd and 8 here for the Blue Devils. Possible passing situation for them.
Ogletree again come off this left side and knifed in there and got the legs before a Cherry took him down to the ground.
Highly athletic young man. And here the Blue Devils come. Head coach Sean Loftus, a longtime coach here, has done a great job. Always has a good quarterback. Quarterback goes under center for 3rd and 8. He's dropping back, going to have a play-action pass. He rolls to the left, has the receiver, but misfires, threw it behind him. He was targeting number 10 for the Blue Devils, Andrew Agee. But pretty good pressure from the defensive line by the Bulldogs, and pretty good coverage resulted in an incomplete pass.
May just be looking at both teams getting a few jitters out here, Daniel. I mean, neither one looked very impressive on the first offensive drive. Clay County's back and punt. Is Jackson County going to kick it?
Well, it looks like they have brought the punt team out for midfield. They're on their own 47-yard line, so going to try to pin the Bulldogs deep here on this 4th and 8. We have back deep to receive the punt, number 24, Jared Markham. He is a very good threat back there at receiver. Here the snap is. Rugby-style punt. Gets off a nice punt. Markham's going to field it around the 30-yard line. He has some running room. He's picked up 10 on the return almost. We'll call it 8. He moves the ball up to around the 38-yard line, and we're going to take a quick break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
And here we are back mid-play. It's senior Seth Ogletree who took another handoff from sophomore Jake Ashlog. Once again, the Bulldogs went around the left side of that offensive line, and they have flipped the field. The ball was snapped from the Bulldogs' own 37-yard line, and senior Ogletree has ran it down to the 30. So that's going to be a pickup of, I believe, 37 yards for senior Seth Ogletree. Excellent play. Obviously the biggest play from scrimmage tonight.
No doubt. I mean, he had a hole. They opened it up for him. Ogletree took advantage and showed a little speed there, Daniel.
He certainly did. We'll try not to confuse you between Seth Ogletree and Will Ogletree. Try to keep those guys straight as we go through the night here. So 1st and 10 from the Blue Devil 30, threatening to score. The ball's given to Markham for his first carry of the night. He falls in behind his blocking and squirts up through there, gets down to the 25-yard line. So a pickup of 5 for Markham, going to set up a 2nd and 5 play. So once again, Markham, a veteran running back, got snaps as a freshman and a sophomore, had a good preseason, and that was his first carry of the varsity season. Bulldogs playing quickly. Ashlock under center again. Ogletree in motion to the left. Ball is given to him. He's got room again. He's around the left side. He's going to pick up a 1st down and a little bit more. Going to move the ball down to the 19-yard line. So the Bulldogs threatening here as they pick up their 3rd 1st down of the night.
Nice run again by Ogletree, and right there at the end, he finished it off to pick up the 1st down.
This should be the 4th play of the drive for the Dogs. It took over at the 7:48 mark of the first quarter here in this scoreless game. Now we have 6 minutes and 52 seconds on the clock. Sophomore quarterback Ashlock under center. Ogletree in motion again to the left. We have play action pass to the right. He's rolling, has a receiver. He's found number 9, Hayden Cherry, and he will get into the end zone. Ball was caught around the 5, and Hayden did the rest. So touchdown Hayden Cherry, touchdown Clay County. And quickly here in this clash on the Cumberland, The Bulldogs have got on the scoreboard with the 6:40 mark of the first quarter. Great pass, Bashlam.
It was just a little play action bootleg out to the right-hand side. He had a receiver out in front but came back underneath there to Cherry.
Excellent play call by Coach Bates, and now the Bulldogs will be going for two. They don't have an extra point kicker. They usually prefer to go for two. Ball's going to be given to Markham while for outside. He's going to get close to the goal line. He's bound to be in. A big scrum there at the goal line. Yes, it is signaled. Two-point conversion good. So that's going to give us a score of Clay County 8, Jackson County none at the 6:38 mark of the first quarter. This is the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
And we return live here to Mac Draper Stadium in Gainesboro, Tennessee. We're looking down upon Kyle Cisco Memorial Field as we have a score of 8 for the Bulldogs, none for the Devils. And Jackson County will take over. We had a kickoff during our commercial break. It was a short onside attempt that was recovered by the Blue Devils. So the Blue Devils take over at their own 48-yard line, a short field. We have a run in the backfield. He's going to be gobbled up for a loss. That's number 16, John Copeland, freshman nose guard in there, also accompanied by number 9, Hayden Cherry. So a tackle for loss by Copeland, probably half for Copeland, half for Cherry. And the Devils are going to lose, we'll call it 3 yards on that play. So ball now spotted on the 45-yard line. Thomas Early, freshman John Copeland, making his presence known.
As you said last week in our broadcast, he's got grit for his size. I mean, he's going up against some big guys and making an impact early right here.
Here Jackson County comes for a second and 13 play. They've moved from under the center to the shotgun. They have trips receivers to the right, one to the left, one back set. Ball snap looking to pass, as Jackson County often does. It's a screen pass set up for number 24 in the backfield. It's not a huge play, though. They're going to move the ball down to the 50-yard line. So that's going to be a pickup of about 6 on the play for the Blue Devils. It's going to set up a 3rd and 7. So pretty good defense by the Dogs, putting, once again, Jackson County into a 3rd and long.
We're bottling them up. I've been impressed by the front of this Dog defense and what these linebackers are doing, Dylan Maxfield so far.
And here the Devils come. Once again, 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, 3rd and 8. Shotgun, quarterback in shotgun. Ball snapped. He rolls to the right. Multiple receiver set, targets a man, and that ball is intercepted by number 9, Hayden Cherry. I don't see any flags on the field. One Bulldog defender, possibly number 20, Clark Donaldson, with great defense, got in, busted up the play, and number 9, Hayden Cherry, who dropped into coverage from his defensive end position, was there to make that interception. So at the 5:15 mark, we're changing possession, Thomas. We're getting back in control of this thing, looking to go up 2 scores.
Early on, kind of going with 2 keys of the game. We've got a quick start and a turnover.
Certainly we have, and here we go, playing quick, as we said. Emerton split to the right, and that's going to put Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. Ball's given to him around right side. He has some room, but he is brought down on the play. I believe the Blue Devil defender on that tackle was number 43, Ori Smallwood, a senior for the Blue Devils. Markham's going to pick up 2 yards. He's going to move the ball up to the 45-yard line from the 43. So second long for the Bulldogs. It was a short gain, but a positive gain for Markham. Coach Bates, as we've mentioned through our preseason coverage, a former offensive coordinator at Stone Memorial High School who experienced a tremendous amount of success over the previous few seasons. And so far, we're looking good here on offense for the Bulldogs. Ashlock under center, Ogletree at right wing, Markham at left, Will Ogletree at fullback. Ogletree in motion, it's a speed sweep to the left, and he's fighting hard, but number 5, defender for the Blue Devils, that's Michael Punzelin, makes a nice tackle. I believe that's going to be a tackle for loss as the Bulldogs lose 2 yards to set back up a 3rd and 10 to negate that 2 yard gain that Markham had previously.
I think so Jackson County's woke up here just a little bit having their way with them up front right now.
Jackson County is, they were a playoff team last year. I've got their schedule here somewhere if I can find it. I do believe they were an 8-3 team. So this is a team that's used to winning. And here we go, 3rd and long. Probably Ashlock looking to pass here. It's a reverse type play. It's handed off.
No
actually,
worries.
The wingback Markham underneath after a fake to Ogletree going the other way. And there's nothing to be gained. The large front four for the Jackson County Blue Devils did a good job. The ball is going to be spotted on the 42-yard line. So no gain there.
What do you do here, Daniel?
It's got to be a punt, Thomas. Got to be a punt. Early in the game, and he does have the punting formation out, number 78, Jolin, there to punt. Can't hardly see the number of the Blue Devil that's back deep to receive. Jolin gets off a nice punt. It's high. It's a little short, but good hang time. Unrecoverable. Gets
nice
a
roll.
Good roll. Going to roll down to the 23-yard line. We're going to take a break here as they change position on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
And we're back here for live action at Kosciuszko Field as the Blue Devils just ran their first down play. Nice little play to the left side, number 24 for the Devils. That's going to be, I apologize for the pause, having trouble finding their numbers. Their roster is not numerically in order. That is number 24, Justin Lancaster, that was on the carry for the Blue Devils. But number 20, Donaldson on the tackle. Short gain, going to set up a 2nd and 7 on the Blue Devil end of the field at the 26-yard line. So far, Clay County's defense has done a good job. Jackson County has had the ball twice. Once they had to punt, the other time we intercepted them. Here they come on 2nd and 7 from the 26. Ball snapped. It's given off to running back. He's on the right side. Has a little bit of room. He's going to get all the way down to around the 31-yard line. So a pretty good pickup to set up a 3rd and short. Will Ogletree, number 30, I believe, may have been in on that tackle. They are on the right hash. The Blue Devils are moving from right to left from our vantage point here at Mac Draper Stadium in the press box. So we have a 3rd and 3 for the Blue Devils as their quarterback, number 2, Jesse Garrison, a senior, takes the play from head coach Sean Loftus to the huddle. Huge play, 3rd and short. You got to think they'll punt if we stop them on their own end of the field. So here we go. Blue Devils are under center, power running formation. They have an offset fullback. Ball snapped. It's given to tailback. He's going to get that first. He does have the edge. Pretty good defense by the Dogs. In on the tackle was number 30, Will Ogletree, accompanied by number 20, Clark Donaldson. But he does cross the 35-yard line, gets up to the 37-yard line, and it's going to be a Blue Devil first down.
Just getting physical with us, Daniel. That's about a 3-play drive. Didn't go very far, but picked up the first down, keep the drive rolling.
Certainly so. We're early in this game, first quarter. Bulldogs are up 8-0. The clock is ticking right now after that run. We're at 1:45 left in the first, and here they come for a 1st and 10 play from the 37-yard line. Quarterback's under center. Ball snapped. He gives to his tailback. Jolin on the tackle. Yes, number 78, Jolin. So that's going to be a no-gain carry. for the Blue Devils is number 78, Joseph Jolin, playing defensive end, does a great job of squeezing down the line and condensing and making that tackle. Maybe it's accompanied by number 30, Ogletree, once again, Thomas.
If my stats are right, that's four tackles early on for Ogletree.
He certainly is a young ball player that we're proud to see. We've mentioned several times. He has a good lineage. His dad, Craig Ogletree, was an outstanding player for the Bulldogs back in the 80s, and we're glad to have his son Will on the field for us now. So here we have second and nine for the Blue Devils. His quarterback goes under center from the 37-yard line. We have twin receivers to the right, an eye backfield behind him. Once again, given to the tailback, they're content to run the ball. And once again, the Blue Devil, not the Blue Devil defense, but the Bulldog defense does a great job. Multiple defenders in there. They tried to run the ball off right side to the tailback on a dive play. But number 24, Jared Markham, came up from his corner position, also accompanied by defensive tackle, senior number 60, Eli Watson, and no gain. So third and 10 for the Blue Devils.
Once again, Copeland. He was in the backfield, missed the tackle, but came back and got him at the line of scrimmage. He got drive, Daniel.
This first quarter is winding down. 17 seconds left on the clock. Looks like the Blue Devils are going to try to snap the ball, though. The score... Well, we have a timeout on the field. The score here at Mac Draper Stadium in Jackson County is Bulldogs 8, Blue Devils none. We're going to take time as they take time on the Horizon Sports Network.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
And we're back here at Jackson County High School as the Blue Devils had a third and 10. They're going to have a speed sweep to the right. Ball is given from the quarterback. Good blocking out to the right, but a tackle is made by senior number 50, Dylan Maxfield. A big third down stop for the Bulldogs. Jackson County may try to go for it here on this fourth and five, but I don't think so, Thomas.
Like you said earlier, Daniel, it's early on. It's kind of harder to make that decision this time. At the quarter here. Let's go to a break. You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs, all powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We're back here at Jackson County High School, and we're pleased to announce that the first quarter has come to an end. As we prepare for second quarter action, the Bulldogs are up on their foe, the Blue Devils, with a score of 8-0. The Blue Devils now are set up on their own 43-yard line preparing a punt here on fourth and five. They have some action and motion across the formation. Could see a fake, but I don't think so. And the ball is snapped, rugby-style kick. Marking back deep to receive for the Bulldogs. The ball hits, actually rolls backwards, takes a Bulldog bounce. And Clay County's going to take over at the 30-yard line. So they've got a fairly short field, 70 yards to go. They're on 30-yard line. So we see Coach Bates' offense come back out onto the field one more time. We had a beautiful drive two possessions ago. Last possession we had to punt. So we'll see what they can come up with here.
Ogletree got that scoring drive going. Seth Ogletree, that is, with right. A big run. I've got him for 45 yards so far in the first quarter. Let's see what he's got here for him heading into the half.
Bulldogs break huddle and approach the line. They'll stay in their double wing set they've been in all night. Emerton split to the right. Ogletree at right wing. Markham at left. Will Ogletree in the fullback behind him. Markham's going to take a speed sweep to the right, but whistles have been blown. We'll have to see what the officials decide. I believe it may be a false start on Clay County. As Markham went in motion, I'm not sure if another offensive lineman didn't move as well. It is going to be. So that's going to back the Bulldogs up five. Going to set them up with a first and 15 situation here to start the second quarter. We have 11 minutes and 56 seconds on the clock. Thomas, does that change the play call? We saw the motion from Markham, and now it's first and 15. Will Coach Bates send in a new play?
They'll probably stick with the same one. Didn't get hardly through it there. I want to see if Coach Bates will open it up a little bit on this drive.
Here the Dogs come. Ashlock going under center. Preparing for the snap. Ogletree in motion to the left. Fake to him. Rolls to the right. That's Ashlock. He's scrambling. He has speed. He is going to be taken down in the backfield, though. Ball's going to be spotted at the 22-yard line. So that was a sack for the Blue Devils. Looks like a loss of 3 yards for Ashlock. First time that he has been sacked tonight. And that's going to set up a second and what appears to be 20 yards. Yes, second and 20 for the Clay County offense.
Going backwards here, Daniel, that's not the direction we want to go. I think he did try to open it up there a little bit. Got Ashlock back in the pocket. They got some pressure on him. He was kind of dancing around back there. Almost made something out of it, but ended up going down with a sack.
He sure did. So here Ashlock comes again on second and 20. He's under center preparing for snap. Ball is snapped. Fake to Markham looking to throw. He had Emerton. A little bit of miscommunication between the young sophomore and the junior receiver. B.J. Emerton playing split in for the Bulldogs is a highly talented receiver, but a newcomer. We're going to go to Rob Edwards here for an update on some offensive stats from the Blue Devils in the first quarter.
Guys, the Bulldog defense did a great job there in the first quarter holding Jackson to 9 rushes for 15 yards, and they passed one out of 2 for 6 yards with an interception.
Good defensive numbers by the Bulldogs. We appreciate that information, Rob. Hopefully we can keep that up. And now on 3rd and 20, the Bulldogs come to the line again after that incomplete pass. Markham's in motion. Ball is given to Markham. He's got room on right side. He sticks it up inside the line between tackle and guard. He's going to pick up around 2 to 3 on the play. I think the ball is going to be spotted here on the 25-yard line. So a short gain for Markham. Perhaps 5 yards, which is actually a good gain, but on 3rd and 20, those 5 yards don't help a lot. So we have 4th and 15 now. Joseph Jolin, number 78, will drop back to punt. Number 4 for the Jackson County Blue Devils, Dawson Poston, a senior, is going to drop back deep to receive. The last punt Jolin had was nice. It was non-returnable. We'll see if he can duplicate that again. Ball snap. Another high. It's really short, though. Punt off by Jolin. Took a bad bounce for the Bulldogs. That punt netted about 10 yards. So the ball is going to be a very short field, Thomas, for Jackson County. We're going to take a quick break for a commercial here as they swap possession.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
And we're back on to live action here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's on first down. Jackson County tried to run off their right offensive side, but senior number 50, Dylan Maxfield, was having no part of that. He hit the ball carrier 2 yards deep in the backfield, but Laundrie is on the field. Officials have thrown penalty flags. They're discussing now. We'll have to see what they come up with. Great job by Maxfield. As you mentioned earlier, Thomas, we need him. He's showing up.
He is, Daniel, and that's what you expect out of him. He's played for, has he started 3 years now?
He has.
Started 3 years now. He's definitely the leader of the team, just like Coach Bates said, and it's showing here tonight.
Big holding penalty there being assessed against the Blue Devils. Coach Bates took that penalty, so that's going to back them up for a long first and 21 situation. The hold actually took place in the backfield, 1 yard behind the original line of scrimmage. So that's why we have a first and 21 instead of a first and 20. So that ball's going to be spotted at the Bulldog 46-yard line. So after the big penalty, still a short field for the Blue Devil offense. And here they come to the ball. They're back in shotgun formation, two receivers to either side of the formation. Ball snapped, hands off to fullback. Fullback's up the gut. Another short gain, good defense. I see number 50, Dylan Maxfield, in there. Also number 30, his fellow inside linebacker, Will Ogletree. I'm sure we had some other defensive linemen for the Bulldogs in on there. Ball has been spotted on the 44-yard line for the Blue Devils, so that's going to be around the second and 18 situation.
I think our linebackers have been key so far, Daniel. You talked about Maxfield. You keep calling Will Ogletree's name. They're doing a good job of shedding those guys to get into the second level and getting up and making the stops.
And here the Blue Devils come. We have second long. Once again, same formation. Twin receivers to either side. Quarterback in shotgun. Ball snap. Quick pass. It is complete. Tackle's going to be made by number 50, Dylan Maxfield. He had initial contact. I believe we had one of our two safeties. No, I don't see Emerton and Ogletree in on that. Somebody come flying in there. May have been Clark Donaldson or Jared Markham. Really punished the receiver. But the ball is complete. The ball's been spotted at the 39-yard line. So third and 14 for the Blue Devils, Thomas.
That's the kind of licks you'd like to see in this matchup right here, by the way, before I get to that. But huge, huge play right here. Jackson County and our own territory, it's time to stop them.
And here they come to the line for this third and 14 play, bound to be four down situation. Here they have three receivers to the right, shotgun formation, ball snap, quarterback looking to throw. He's having to scramble under pressure.
Yeah.
Ball is complete. It has been caught by the Blue Devils. Multiple Bulldog tacklers in on the play. We do have a flag down the field, maybe a rough in the passer. Maybe
it's going to be a holding call, Daniel, trying to slow Copeland down, the freshman. They held him right there, or he'd had another sack.
That ball was complete. What would have been around a 7-yard gain for the Blue Devils to set up a 4th and 8 situation is going to be negated. I think we're going to see 3rd and even longer than the original 14.
What are they going to do with that young man?
Well, Copeland brings a lot of speed. That's the big thing. Obviously, he's very strong for his frame, but a lot of centers or larger young men, not hardly as quick. And you've got that high level of athleticism coming out of number 16, John Copeland, and they just can't handle him. They'd rather have a bigger body in front of them than him.
Right. Well, it's working for us.
So here we go, third down, and
a mile.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't even speculate how long it is. It's at least 30 yards, 3rd and 30-something. The ball's back across midfield now on the Blue Devil end of the field on the 43-yard line. So maybe a screen here. I'm sure Jackson County would maybe – they may go deep. An interception would be as good as a punt for them. So three receivers to the right, one to the left. Quarterback in shotgun, waiting on the snap. Ball is snapped. Quick screen to the left. Ball's being bobbled there by the Blue Devil receiver. And a lot of excitement.
Was it a lateral, was it, Daniel?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's a backwards pass or not. They're going to call it incomplete. 4th and 32, I heard the PA announcer say. So from the 43-yard line, the Blue Devils are going to run out the punt team. We were aided and abetted by the Blue Devils' own mistakes defensively on that drive, Thomas.
We were, and I think the story of the game so far, we got punt, interception, punt, punt. I mean, we're stopping the Blue Devils, and we are controlling the tempo on offense also.
So the Devils are set to punt with 7:59 left in the second quarter. The Bulldogs lead 8-0. Back deep receives number 24, Jared Markham. That rugby-style kicker runs sideways to the right. Whoa. It's a short kick covered up by number 20, Clark Donaldson. So we safely have possession of the football. We're going to be starting from the 46-yard line. Bulldogs are going to be moving from right to left here as they take over possession for their second drive of the second quarter. We'll stay with you here. Coach Bates thus far in the game has been playing quick, so we won't go to commercial. And, yes, already number one, Jake Ashlock's coming out to the huddle with the play.
We've seen Ashlock drop back a time or two. He's just one for three so far, but that one was a good one. That's the touchdown. Let's see what he can do here on this drive, Daniel.
Here we are, first and 10. Bulldogs starting from their own 46. For the first time, Ashlock is in the shotgun. Had three receivers to the right and one to the left. Kind of lost my train of thought there. I was surprised seeing Ashlock in the shotgun and got excited, knew a pass was coming. It was an incomplete pass, but Ashlock has a cannon for an arm.
That was a laser, but Ogletree's got to catch that ball, and he got punished for not catching it right there. It was a little behind him, but you got to make those type of plays, Daniel.
Now it's second and 10 from the 46-yard line. Ashok now going back under center, back to the double wing set. Markman motions, ball's given to him. He fits it up in between center and guard on a real tight track. He's going to pick up 3 yards, moves the ball down to the 49-yard line, so positive yardage for Markham. Going to set up a 3rd-and-7 play here for the Bulldogs. You have to wonder if Coach Bates may once again go to there. He has a very, very talented young quarterback. I know he's concerned about giving him time to throw, Thomas, but so far they have, other than the one sack.
I think you go back to the play you scored on. You know, a little play action, get him out on the edge, let him get downfield if he can. If not, use his legs and pick up the first down.
And here we go, big third down play, 3rd-and-8 from the Bulldogs' own 48-yard line. Markham's in motion to the right. It's a reverse. Ball's given to Ogletree. He's got room, lots of room. He's down to the 40-yard line. He's down to the 35. That was not Ogletree. It was number 44, senior Matt Jacoby, on his first carry of the night. I see flags on the field, though, after what was a huge play for the Bulldogs on 3rd-and-8. Would have been a first down. We'll have to see what the penalty is.
I didn't see it, Daniel. I was too busy trying to find the ball in that play there.
A lot of misdirection. Ball was originally faked to Markham and then given to Jacoby. So this first down's going to stand. That was a sideline infraction, an initial warning against the Blue Devils. No yards will be marked off, but they threw another flag. I believe head coach Sean Loftus or maybe a player or a assistant coach on that Blue Devil staff may have said something to the official. So I think we may have a second sideline infraction.
Well, I hate to get under the Blue Devil's skin here, Daniel, early
I'm
on
sure
with
the
early
do,
lead.
Thomas.
This is a rivalry game. We've heard Coach Bates talk about that. Sometimes it gets heated.
Well, they marked off 5 yards, and we'll take it. So that moves the ball all the way down to the Blue Devils' own 30-yard line. So short field here, and Ashlock and company are threatening to score on a 1st-and-10 situation. Once again, they go back into the shotgun. We have 5 wide receivers, an empty set, 3 to the left, 2 to the right, and Ashlock in the gun. He's going to drop. He has a receiver. Now he's scrambling. He has good foot speed. The big number 70 for the Jackson County Blue Devils. We've called his name several times. Jeremy Hodges shows how good he is. It blows up our offensive line and makes that sack. That's going to be a loss of 4 on the play. Once again, Hodges committed to go play college football on Saturdays next year at Tennessee Tech University, and he's showing us why.
He did. I mean, Ashlock's hard to bring down. He's got good size. He's got speed. But there may be a little of that inexperience right there, Daniel. We had some time initially. You got to throw that ball away.
I wonder if the Blue Devils are ready for this empty back set from the Bulldogs. We've not seen it so far this preseason.
That's what I was going to say. I'm not ready for it.
No, well, hardly not. We're back into double wing now with a fullback as Ogletree goes in motion, receives a snap. He's around left side, not much running room. He's going to be brought down on what appears to be maybe a gain of 1. We'll have to see where they spot the ball. So the Blue Devil defense, as they had their backs up against their own end zone with a short field, they have stiffened up their play. Ball is going to be spotted. We'll call it the 34-yard line, so no gain for Ogletree on the carry. Now the Bulldogs have a long 3rd-and-14. We're in a 8-0 game. The Bulldogs are leading. There's 5 minutes and 55 seconds left on this second quarter clock as sophomore quarterback Jake Ashlock comes trotting onto the field in the huddle with the play. They break huddle and approach the line. Once again, two wings. Emerton the wide out to the right. Ogletree the fullback behind. Ball snap, looking to pass. Pressure once again. Ashlogan on scrambling to the right. He has
there
the receiver. That's number 30. Will Ogletree in the flat. He's going to get down there, Thomas, and pick up a first down. What was a simple five-yard out play on a busted scrambling play by Jake Ashlogan showed why Coach Bates named him the starter with that foot speed. And the Bulldogs have moved the ball down to around the 12-yard line. We'll have to see where it's spotted. No, I apologize. Ball spotted at the 16. But it is a first down as the Bulldogs pick up about half the distance that they needed to the goal line.
That time,
of down, Thomas.
It is. That time he got away, Daniel. He had a little more speed off that right side, got it out to Ogletree, and he did the rest.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited. It's first and 10 for the Dogs. They're threatening to score. Ashlock under center. Ball snapped, given to his fullback, Ogletree. Ogletree does not have much room, but he makes his own room. He bounced out of what was a dead-end road right up the center and guards. Bounced around right side, and if I'm not mistaken, he's picked up 6 to 7 yards on this play all by his own. Ball is going to be spotted down around the 11-yard line. So a pretty good pickup by Ogletree. Second and 3 situation. I'm having a little bit of trouble seeing the ball now that they've moved to our left. Bulldogs once again are leading 8-0 with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in the second quarter. They're moving right to left from our vantage point here in the press box. And here they come for a second and 3 play. Ashlock under center, in center. Emerton wide to the left. Ball snapped. Ashlock hands off once again to Ogletree, and Ogletree is pushing hard. He's all the way down to the 1 yard line. Now other linemen come in and start pushing along with him. The ball's going to be moved down to the 2 yard line. So the Bulldogs knocking on the door, picked up a first down on the play. Thomas, it's going to be first and goal from the 2, and you've got to think the Bulldogs will stick this thing on in.
The way they're running the ball right now, the way those guys up front are kind of blowing Jackson County off the ball. I think we go in right here, feed Ogletree one more time. Cross the goal line.
He's carried it the last 2. We'll see what Coach Bates thinks here. Probably we'll play it safe. He has 4 downs from the 2-yard line and keep it on the ground. They're in the double wing set. Ashlock under center waiting on the snap. Ball snap, quarterback sneak. Ashlock has a big frame. I don't know if he's going to get in. We'll have to wait for the signal. Looks like officials are signaling a fumble on the field, so as Ashlock was trying to push his way forward into the end zone from the 2-yard line with his big 6'3", almost 200-pound frame, that ball came out of there, and the Blue Devils take over. They're going to have the ball around their own 2-yard line, so a long field for the Jackson County Blue Devils, but a big disappointment on that drive for the Bulldogs. We'll go to break. This is the Horizon Sports Network.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Coming out of a timeout, here we have in the two... Sorry, coming out of a timeout here on the Horizon Sports Network, there's 3 minutes and 53 seconds left in this second quarter. And now the Blue Devils, after a timeout, will take over first and 10 after that fumble from their own 2-yard line. Quarterback's under center. He's going to hand a tailback. He's off the left side, has some room. He's going to pick up around 2 yards. Every time, Thomas, that I think Jackson County fullback or tailback has some room to run. There's a Bulldog that comes in and takes that room away.
Daniel, I don't know. I can't even watch that play right there. I'm still thinking about that fumble. We're lined up to make this thing, you know, stretch it out there a little bit, make it a two-score game, and that mental mistake, it's just a killer.
It was a huge opportunity, certainly, for the Bulldogs that hopefully, as this game ends later on, that they won't be regretting. Hopefully, that won't be something that'll come back and bite them. There is an offensive holding call on the Blue Devils, but I think Coach Bates may go ahead and not accept this penalty because sitting at the two-yard line, there's not much loss you could have there. So it looks like second and 10 with a smart penalty decline by Coach Bates. The Blue Devils are under center. The ball's being snapped. Ball's on
safety.
The ground. I think we may have a safety, Thomas. Yes, we have a safety here. So the Bulldogs with a little bit of redemption. What was a bad snap exchange between center and quarterback has turned into points for the Bulldogs. I'm not sure which Bulldog.
Guess who got it?
Who, at Copeland?
Copeland again.
All right, number 16, John Copeland. back there hustling at least 7 yards deep in the end zone. That ball was rolling free, and Copeland hustling to get it. So that was a score. We have a new score here in the second quarter. It's 10 Bulldogs, none for the Blue Devils.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hague and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
We return with 3:38 left in the second quarter and a 10-0 ball game with the Clay County Bulldogs in the lead. As we were talking about amongst ourselves during that break, freshman John Copeland to this point is probably the statistical leader in our minds, at least, of that Bulldog defense. He's responsible for a sack, a safety. He drew a holding call. So making his presence known is now we have a kickoff from the Devils to the Dogs. Markham was back deep to receive. He bobbles the ball but picks it up and has room to run. He gets back up to the 46-yard line. So about a 16-yard return by Markham on that kickoff. As we will see, the Bulldogs take offense with 3:38 left here in the second quarter, so plenty of time left in this quarter to redeem that botched drive as Jake Ashnock fumbled the ball on a quarterback sneak from the two-yard line.
Talk about a momentum swing. I mean, I was even down in the dumps, Daniel, but that safety and what Copeland's done kind of turned this thing around. We've got 3 minutes left. I might try to chew some clock here. Maybe keep it on the ground a little while, chew a little clock up, but I'd still be a little aggressive if I could.
Certainly it would be nice to hang one more score on the scoreboard. We'll see what Coach Bates tries to do as the Bulldogs are going to be snapping a first and 10 play from their own 45-yard line, 46-yard line. Ball's given to Markham around right side. Does a great job. Markham has some room. Almost breaks free from a defender. A helmet comes off. He's close to a first down. He's moved the ball into Blue Devil territory. Ball's going to be marked on the 45-yard line, so very close to a first down. We'll have to see whether they move the chains or not. Going to set up a second one. Markham has done a great job thus far, Thomas, of staying in his running lane, staying behind his blockers. He's not tried to bounce things outside. He's took what the defense has given him and what his offensive line has created for him and having a nice game so far. So here's second and short. The Bulldogs are going to snap the ball. Ashok under center. Ball's given to number 30, Will Ogletree at fullback. Thought he was going to get that first down, but not a very good-looking spot from the officials. They must have been looking at something different than I was looking at. They're taking their time spotting the ball. Very close. I've never seen them take so long to spot a ball.
No, they're moving the chains, though, Daniel.
It is a first down for the Bulldogs, so the ball is spotted on the 43-yard line, and Bulldogs playing quickly, have a play ready. Ashlock's going to be under center on first and 10. Now there's 2 minutes and 57 seconds left on the clock. Ball snapped. Had more misdirection in the backfield, an attempted reverse, originally faked to Markham, then given to number 7, Seth Ogletree, but he was tackled for a loss. That Jackson County defensive line, as we mentioned earlier, they're running a 4-3 defense, and those front seven are doing a pretty good job with this wing tee offense for the Bulldogs.
They are. We've hit them a time or two, but overall, they've done a pretty good job against our attack.
As the clock ticks on down in this second quarter, there's 2 minutes and 22 seconds left. Bulldogs are up 10 to nothing, so they're in the driver's seat at this time as they maintain possession. They have a second and 13 play. Ball has been spotted at the 47-yard line, and now it's snapped, given to Markham. Once again, he runs a tight track. He's fitting in what some people would call the B gap or the four hole between the right guard and right tackle. Every time he's done it, he's gained yardage, not huge chunks, but it's been positive every time. Now it's going to be a third and 9 for the Bulldogs.
No, we're not used to that out of Markham. We're used to seeing him run side to side. It's good to see him cut it up and stay within himself and just kind of pound it out here.
Markham was known as a scat back, as some people might say, during his freshman and sophomore years, but he's put on a lot of muscle. He's a very strong young man, and he's using his body to stick that ball to the defense. So on third and 9, the ball's being snapped from the 43-yard line. Ashlock rolls to the right, looking to pass. He has a man. It's number 30, Will Ogletree. The ball is caught, at least from my vantage point. Yes, it is caught. Not enough for the first down. Ball's going to be spotted now on the 38-yard line, so about a 5-yard pickup from Ashlock to Ogletree, the second time that Ogletree has caught a ball in the right flat thus far. 4th and 5, Thomas. Punt, pin them deep, try to run out this last minute, go for it, give them a short field. What do you think?
I think you go for it here. It's got a running clock right now, so I think you run a play. I throw it to the end zone. He's got the arm, Daniel.
He certainly does. Ball being snapped from the 39-yard line, and the Bulldogs will go for it on 4th and 5 with 43 seconds and ticking on the clock. Ball snapped to Ashlock. He is looking to pass. Has a man.
Got him.
That's number 9, Hayden Cherry. He's going to score a touchdown, ladies and gentlemen. So a touchdown with 32 seconds left in this second quarter. Touchdown, Hayden Cherry. Touchdown, Clay County. You called it. Went to the end zone.
It didn't go deep. It was just a simple seam route right there to the tight end, and Ashlock put it on him quick, and Cherry took it to the house.
Beautiful play. The Blue Devil defense was playing very aggressively. Didn't have any safeties deep. The one safety that was left back there, it was in the middle of the field. Cherry on the seam route was wide open. So here the Bulldogs will go for 2. Score currently is 16-0 in favor of Clay County. Ashlock under center. Double wing set, as we've seen most of the night. Ball given to Ogletree around left side. He's trying to get to the corner, and he easily will. So 2-point conversion good by senior Seth Ogletree on the play. So with 32 seconds left in the second quarter, we have a new score. Clay County Bulldogs 18, Jackson County Blue Devils none. You're listening to the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member FDIC.
And with 32 seconds left in the second quarter, number 50 Dylan Maxville will be kicking off for the Bulldogs after that beautiful touchdown pass between Hayden Cherry and Jake Ashlock. A nice short pooch punt, unreturnable by the Blue Devils. They let it roll out of bounds, should be taken over at their 40-yard line on their side of the field. I believe I remember that correctly. We'll have to wait and see what happens here. Thomas, really high moment right now for the Bulldogs. They're up 18-0 with 32 seconds left. I believe it was 2 years ago, we were down here and up 20-0 and ended up giving up that lead and losing the contest. Right now, that momentum and feeling's not there for the Bulldogs.
It's not. I don't see that happening. It could, don't get me wrong, but we've got some momentum. We got a little swagger out there, Daniel. These guys look
That's
good.
Important.
Coach Bates got them in all white tonight, and they're sporting it well.
And here we are from the 35-yard line, the Blue Devils. They have two receivers to either side. Ball's given to running back. Head coach Sean Loftus content to run the clock out, apparently. And we have a huge tackle for loss. I'm having trouble seeing who. I know I see number 50 Dylan Maxfield involved, and I wouldn't be surprised to see 16 John Copeland, but I don't think I did on that play. So a huge tackle for loss by senior linebacker Dylan Maxfield. That's going to set up a loss of several yards. The ball is being spotted now on the 32-yard line, so loss of three.
They're just going to let this run out, and who can blame them?
But they want to get to the locker room. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to tell you that here at halftime, the Clay County Bulldogs lead with a score of 18, the Jackson County Blue Devils 0. We're going to go to halftime here, play a few commercials from our sponsors, come back and recap the stats and what's taking place, maybe even give you some halftime adjustments. Right now, the only adjustment is keep doing what we're doing. This is the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and water line installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait. especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a PIN to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CTHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We're proud to tell you that here at halftime in the clash on the Cumberland between the Clay County Bulldogs and the Jackson County Blue Devils, that currently Clay County is in the driver's seat. They are up 18-0 over their downriver rival here in Gainesboro, Tennessee tonight. A very pleasing thing, as we talked about in the pregame show, this is a long and bitter rivalry. It's been taking place for 80 years. The first contest took place in 1937 between these two foes. I want to recap real quickly and let everybody know that in this all-time series, this is the 64th game. Currently, we are dominating the series. We have 39 wins, 23 losses and one tie that took place in 1968, a great year for the Bulldogs as they were the Blanket Bowl champions that year in 1968. Now we're going to go to some halftime stats. I'm going to kick you to producer Rob Edwards. He's going to update us on what Jackson County has done so far offensively.
Guys, this is a great half for the Bulldog defense. Jackson County can only muster 22 total yards. Had 10 rushes for 11 yards, 2 for 5 in the air for 11 yards, 3 penalties for negative 20 yards, so a net of 2 yards for the half for Jackson County, and a fumble in the end zone, just a constant struggle for the Blue Devil offense.
Certainly what we want to hear, Thomas Weaver here, or the statistician for the Bulldogs, will give us an update on what they've done thus far.
Well, the playoff coach, what Coach Edwards said there, defensively, we're doing a great job. We've got two guys with 5 tackles apiece in the first half. That'd be Maxfield and Ogletree. You could probably guess those two. And then what freshman John Copeland's doing on the defensive side of the ball is virtually unheard of for a guy his age. You know, he's got a sack and a safety and should have had a sack on a holding call. So he's responsible for 2 points here tonight. And then we roll right into the offense. On the rushing side of things, we've got 121 yards on 21 carries as a team. Pretty good average, Daniel, about 6 yards a carry.
So
you can't beat
average.
That. Leading rusher tonight, senior Seth Ogletree so far. He's got 5 carries for 43 yards. Will Ogletree's got 4 carries for 20 yards. Throw in Ashlock's numbers, a couple sacks there, so we do have some taken off. And then you got Markham. We talked about his consistency and the way he's banging it up in there. He's got 9 carries tonight, just for 27 yards.
Huge,
but he's really setting the tempo for us, eating that clock for us, and creating some success. And then you got the senior Jacoby that came in and had the 1 carry, but it's a long run, a 36-yard for a first down. That's right. But maybe the even bigger story than us defensively, you got the sophomore starting quarterback, Jake Ashlock. I mean, this is the first time he's on the field since 8th grade, and you know, he hasn't thrown it a lot, but he's made them count. He's 3 for 6 right now, 2 touchdowns, both to his tight end Cherry, 1 for 19 yards, another a long play right before the half, just like we talked, quick strike, wasn't a long pass, but he got it on there quick, got it to him quick, and that means a lot for a quarterback. So
he
got it to him quick, he got in the end zone. I'm proud to be a Bulldog right now. I know people say that all the time, but to be up 18 to nothing here after what we've, you know, you listened to the stats of what our record was for a lot of years. You know, this is like, could be like 2 wins. You beat Jackson County, that's like getting 2 wins in the first, in the kickoff of the season.
It's certainly good as gold, and another important factor of that, if we can hang on, and certainly we all hope we do, to start the season. Head coach Matt Bates coming in, his first game, the first time that the Clay County community has seen his team on the field. Though so far in this first half, very pleased with what we've seen. We also have some scores of interest. We're going to kick it back to producer Rob Edwards and let him update us on those.
All right, guys, the Budget Pest Control scoreboard here. We've got a few scores of interest around the area. All these are in the second quarter. Cookeville 21, Upperman 7. Smith County 6, Macon County 0, Warren County 18, DeKalb County 10 in the second quarter. DeKalb was also one of Clay's scrimmage opponents last week, I think, and so they're a pretty good quality team. And scoreboard's brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Very proud to have all the sponsors that have quickly and readily joined up with the Horizon Sports Network. We'll go ahead at this time and play a few messages from them, and we're going to come back. There's 8 minutes left in halftime. We'll come back and share a few historical stats that the Horizon staff has compiled over the years and talk about some names from the Bulldog past. So you are listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details,
please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CTHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Mm-hmm. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that, powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
We have 1 minute and 30 seconds left on the halftime clock here at Cal Cisco Field as the Clay County Bulldogs are proudly on top of the Jackson County Blue Devils with a score of 18-0. We came back just a little early here. I want to briefly go through some historical statistics that we brought tonight. I hope many of you will enjoy hearing this. First of all, when we look at playing the Blue Devils, as far as rushing leaders go, a familiar name at the top of the list for what was then Salina High School, Jimmy Crane Cole, back in 1983, I think that was his sophomore year, had 204 yards on the ground, Thomas, against the Blue Devils. Huge game. Jumping from rushing leaders in yardage to rushing touchdowns, we see that Gary Davis, Thomas, a former teammate of yours, I know that you had an excellent time playing with him. He scored 3 touchdowns in 1994. I believe that would have been y'all's senior year against the Blue Devils. I'm assuming that probably was a victorious game for you guys. Is that correct?
It was. When you look at these numbers, the cream rises to the top. You got Jimmy Hull, Crane Cole, you got the all-time leading rusher, Gary Davis, and we like to get that against Jackson County, of course.
I do need to make note, I just looked at the top of the list. We actually have 4 former Bulldogs who are tied with 3 touchdowns against the Blue Devils. Also, Jimmy Crane Cole had 3 in his game in 1983. Craig Ogletree, father of Will Ogletree, had 3 touchdowns against the Blue Devils on the ground in 1985. And most recently, we see Trey Richardson back in 2007 had a great game scoring 3 touchdowns. So we've talked about yardage, talked about touchdowns. What about the longest touchdown run, Thomas, against the Bulldogs?
Looks like it came
against the Blue Devils.
Against the Blue Devils. It came in 2008. Kurt Cherry had an 88-yarder. And then there's that man, Jimmy Hull, right behind him with 80 yards. And Rodney Langford from back just after I left the Bulldog team had an 80-yarder.
So a lot of long runs there. We'll try to get into a few more stats here for you as both teams are on the field. They put 3 extra minutes on the clock to allow each team to warm up. So we'll share a little bit more Bulldog history with you. When we go to the hour, we see that more recent names make the list. Seth Mackey, a senior now on the Bulldogs, who is taking on the role of backup quarterback, just 2 years ago in 2015, had 202 yards passing against the Blue Devils, most of that being caught by his teammate, Wyatt Mayberry. He had 168 of those 202 yards. So also Brandon Stewart back in 2013 threw for 192. And the oldest of the list, Mike Adams, quarterback in the early 90s, back in 1991, threw for 164, Thomas, against the Blue Devils.
We've had some success mostly on the ground, as you see all these numbers, but those are 3 good games. Talk about Mabry. He's at Cumberland University now, All-Stater. That was a huge game for him. What a receiver he was.
It was. He's the second on the all-time receiving yardage list in the game against the Blue Devils. Also, his sophomore year in 2013, he had 157 yards. As you mentioned, he did go last year from Clay County down to Cumberland and was on the football team. He has transitioned out of that school, though. He no longer is at Cumberland University. It's my understanding he's going to enroll at Tennessee Tech. So it may be that his football career is done, but, you know, also a great player, Coach Edwards, on the basketball court for you was Wyatt Mabry. So I've no doubt that a future Clay County Hall of Famer, most likely Wyatt Mabry.
And also of note, Gary Eads, Coach Jonell Eads' son, had three touchdowns back in 1980. He's a passing TD leader against the Blue Devils.
Very impressive. World-class athlete was Gary Yeads back in his time. We have a few scores here, so we're going to kick you to producer Rob Edwards with probably some halftime scores from local games.
Well, we have a few region opponents here playing tonight. Most everybody's playing the state of Tennessee, week zero. In the second quarter, Watertown leads Gordonsville 13-0. Monterey trails Mount Pleasant 13-0. At halftime, also we have Pearl Cone up on Republic 35-0 in the second quarter. Those are all region opponents for the Dogs coming up. Budget Pest Control, scoreboard.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Proud to have Rob Edwards here. Me and Thomas are doing most of the talking. Rob's working our computer that has the equipment on it. It's allowing us to come broadcasting live view here at this time. And we hope we're doing a good job. We'll try to improve if we're not. This is the inaugural broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network. Very excited to be here bringing this action to you. Hopefully somebody's out there listening to us. We don't really know, but we hope they are. So here we go. Second half of action here from Mac Draper Stadium as the Bulldogs take on the Blue Devils. And number 50, Dylan Maxfield, is set to kick off. The Bulldogs do lead 18-0 here at the start of this third quarter. Another short pooch kick from Maxfield. The ball's going to be cleanly fielded by the Blue Devils, and it's going to be spotted at the 46-yard line. So every time the Bulldogs have kicked off, it's been a short pooch kick. However, the Blue Devils have not been able to return any of those kicks.
They've had a short field all night, Daniel. But again, like Rob said during halftime, the defense for the Bulldogs has held up.
It has, and we certainly hope we see that same thing here in the third and fourth stanzas of this contest. And now the Blue Devils will take over with a first and 10. They're going to be snapping the ball from the 46-yard line. Their first play of the second half, shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the right with a tight end, one wide receiver to the left, one back set. Head coach Sean Loftus for the Blue Devils done a good job down here over the years. And now here we have the snap. And it's another run. It's another short run and a tackle for loss if they take away some of that forward progress. So, once again, the Blue Devil offense is falling victim to the front five in this 50 defense for the Clay County Bulldogs.
They are. Defensive coordinator David Maxfield has got his guys fired up and ready for this game. You'll have to give me the names, but they were all in on that play.
They were. I saw number 78, Junior Joseph Joe, and he's been in on several plays. And now we have second 11 being snapped from the Blue Devil 46-yard line, 45-yard line. It's a quick pass, ball out to the right. It's caught by the Jackson County receiver. They cross midfield and get down to the Bulldogs' territory. It's going to be spotted at the 47-yard line. Going to set up a third and four play. That's number 43 for the Blue Devils on that reception. Trying to find his name on the roster here. Once again, I'm having difficulty with it. It's not in numerical order. That is senior. He's a captain, Ori Smallwood. Number 20, Clark Donaldson on the tackle. So third and short, Blue Devils are ready to play. Two wide receivers to the left. Ball snap, shotgun. Quarterback rolls left. He throws deep. Has a man. It was Smallwood, number 43, but it's an incomplete pass. It was thrown over his head. Good coverage by that Bulldog secondary. So we're going to have a fourth and four, Thomas.
It was. That was Donaldson back there on the coverage, and Seth Ogletree over the top had him bracketed. It looks like Loftus has realized he's got to go to there. Of course, when you're down 18-0, you got to do something.
With every tick of that clock, there's less time for the Blue Devils here. Having trouble saying
they're
Blue
going
Devils
for it.
And Bulldogs. I'm getting tongue-tied a little bit. I apologize for that. And the Blue Devils do go for it. Timeout being called on the field. As they take time, we'll take time. You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
for the better.
Ball's being spotted at the 42-yard line here as we come back. Had a little bit of dead air time there. Once again, a bit of a malfunction with the microphone. We've just seen a first down by the Blue Devils as they snap the ball on first and 10 from the Bulldog 42-yard line. And this time they get a little bit of yardage, probably one of the bigger gains that the Blue Devils have had, only a gain of 4 yards, but still the Bulldog defense has done such a good job thus far that 4-yard gain may be the biggest rush that the Blue Devils have had thus far. So second and 6 from the 38.
Well, again, we've got some senior leadership on this team, but the Dogs going to have to learn how to hold a lead. They need to bow up right here.
They do, and here we go. Second and 6, ball being snapped, twin receivers to either side, shotgun, quick pass, ball's complete. Going to be enough yards for a first down, maybe. Ball on the ground. Senior Dylan Maxfield was slinging down the receiver. The Bulldogs think they have the ball. And, yes, the official signals it as well. So a huge turnover for the Bulldogs. Felt the momentum shifting out of their hands a little bit, and the Blue Devils starting to knock on the door. But a nice forced fumble by number 50, senior Dylan Maxfield. Not sure who recovered it, but once again, the Bulldogs here are in good shape. They take over. The ball spotted on the Blue Devils side, or actually the Bulldogs side of the field, at the 35-yard line. So first and 10. The Bulldogs have played quickly thus far. Coach Bates getting those plays in. Ashok's under center, double wing formation, mark him in motion. Ball given to him once again. He's done a good job all night, and once again he does. He's picked up 5 already. He's got a lot of defenders on him. It will be a 5-yard gain for Markham. Great job, kept his feet moving. Markham's been very impressive so far. As Thomas mentioned earlier, he's been kind of the workhorse. He's playing wing back rather than fullback, but he's running the ball like a fullback, Thomas.
He is, and again, it's something new from Markham. We know he's got that breakaway speed, but he's kind of showing some of his experience here and just playing within himself.
One thing I like about what Markham's done, other than following his bloggers, good ball control. Kept 2 hands on it. It's been high and tight. And here we go from the 40-yard line. Ball being snapped on a 2nd and 5 play. Ashlock under center. Jacoby in at wing for Markham. He gets the ball. And once again, on his 2nd carry of the night, Jacoby looked like he had some room. He's running hard. Several defenders on him. He keeps his feet moving. He's going to pick up approximately 3 yards on the play to set up a 3rd and 2 for the Bulldogs. So Jacoby, the senior, number 44, comes in, gives Markham a rest after his hard run, and provides a hard run of his own.
We said this last week at the Jamboree, Jacoby has always played on the outside as a wide out. He's showing some talent in that backfield.
He is. He's using his body well. And here we go with 3rd and 3. Emerton split wide to the left for the Dogs. Possible pass situation. Ashlock gives the ball to Ogletree, and Ogletree's going to be gobbled up by the big number 70. We've called his name multiple times tonight. That's Jeremy Hodges, the senior for the Blue Devils. He has been a thorn in our side. Although we lead this game deep in the third quarter, at the 8-minute mark of the third quarter, 18-9, Jeremy Hodges has had several tackles. I would wager at least 5 tackles for loss. But we do have a penalty on the play, it appeared as well. It was against the Bulldogs, a false start on offense. Not sure that will be taken by the Blue Devils, and they do decline it. As Ogletree on the carry lost yardage. He lost 2 yards, Thomas. Ball's on the 40-yard line. The Bulldogs are going to be first to punt here in the third quarter.
That drive went nowhere, Daniel. Like I said, we come out a little jittery, looks like to me. Let's see what they go.
Oh, a fake. It's a fake. It snapped to the up back. Not sure who that is. Maybe number 7, Seth Ogletree, but the Blue Devils were having none of that. Actually, I lost 3 yards on the play. Pretty gutsy call by Coach Bates. I like his style there, but a bit of a backfire situation, putting his defense back in a bad situation after that turnover. Offense couldn't produce yardage, and now after the fake punt, it's going to set the Blue Devils up on the 41-yard line. Pretty short field.
It is, Daniel, and Jackson County's got some momentum here. I hate to give them a little more, but again, it's going to rely on the backs of this Bulldog defense. This is where your experience comes in. We need Maxfield to step up and some of these seniors around the front line, Eli Watson and some of the others.
Hopefully they will. Jackson County shotgun formation. We have a whistle on the field now. We have a timeout being called by Jackson County. This is the Horizon Sports Network.
Better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
First and 10 for the Blue Devils, ball being snapped. It's a swing pass to the right. Ball is caught, but number 43 on that play for the Blue Devils after making the reception, Ori Smallwood, he went ahead and fell down. No tackler of record on that particular play for the Bulldogs. Smallwood took himself out as he lost his footing. So from the 41-yard line again, a second and 10.
Looks like Loftus is going deep in his playbook and kind of opening up the offense here.
At this point in time, with 7 minutes and 18 seconds left and 18-0 ball game, he may have to, Thomas. That's three possessions. It's here on second and 10. The Blue Devils snap the ball, give the fullback. But once again, that 50 front, those five defensive linemen for the Bulldogs did a great job. I think that's number 65, Cole Pennington, who's came in to offer some relief to Eli Watson and also to Alex Combs on the defensive tackle spots. Made a great play. Also see out there number 54, Wesley Huff, a sophomore, big kid, playing for the Bulldogs. As we mentioned, number 65, Cole Pennington. Actually, John Copeland has moved to left tackle, and Pennington's playing nose guard, so they're using Copeland all over the place. On third and 10, there's ball snapped, rolled out to the left of the Blue Devils, targeting him in about 20 yards downfield, and we're going to get caught. That was number 7, Seth Ogletree, pass interference. Thomas, it was a bit of a slow pass. Seth was timing. He got there early, it appeared to me, and they did catch us for pass interference.
He did. The receiver was underneath Seth, headed towards the far sideline. I think Ogletree was kind of looking for the ball and maybe didn't realize how close he was to the back of the receiver there and just run plumb over him.
That's going to give the Blue Devils a first down with 6 minutes and 28 seconds left here in this third quarter. The officials are talking over the play. I believe there's another flag that has been thrown around the line of scrimmage, so maybe offsetting penalties. We'll have to wait and see what's signaled by the referee on the field. Now they're starting to sort it out. We have number 55 running onto the field for the Bulldogs. That's Matthew Mayberry. Yeah, pass interference against the Bulldogs. I didn't see any call against the Blue Devils. I'm not sure what that second penalty flag was, but it's going to set up a first down for the Blue Devils from the Bulldog 26-yard line. Short field for the Blue Devils.
Jackson County's threatening here. Again, we need to see something out of this Bulldog defense.
First and 10, ball being snapped, shotgun, balls on the ground. And here we go, a quarterback scrambling. He's picked that ball up, has a receiver, and he dropped that pass. A lot of miscommunication, a lot of excitement on that play. Initially, the ball was hit the quarterback in the hands. He dropped it, turned around, picked it up, scrambled to the right, had a man downfield, kind of threw it to him. He dropped the ball, so what appeared to be something that the Blue Devils were going to get out of, they did not. So a second and 10 from the 26 for the Blue Devils. The Bulldogs were lucky to kind of get that down out of the way, so only three downs left here.
Yeah, a lot of action, like you said, but no result from it. Again, I think Jackson County's got to go to the air here. Let's see what Donaldson and Markham and the rest of the crew can do. See if Loftus takes a shot.
Number 7, Wid Robbins, takes the snap at quarterback. It's a swing past his tailback on the right. Tackle for loss, though. Number 78, Joseph Jolin, accompanied by number 24, Jared Markham. Take care of that little swing pass to the back out of the backfield. They're going to spot the ball at the 27-yard line, so that's a loss of one on the play for the Blue Devils, setting up a 3rd and 11. Bulldog defense holding strong. Two more plays to go.
They did. And that's another thing out of Markham that maybe we didn't see in the past. He come up fast and took care of that bubble screen, made the tackle right at the line of scrimmage.
He's playing physical and aggressive, playing like a junior. He's a junior.
Right.
He's playing like one.
Yeah.
So here we go, 3rd and 11. Bulldog defense needing to hold. Three wide receivers to the left for the Blue Devils. Head coach Loftus calls to his quarterback, changes the play. Ball snapped. He drops deep. It's a screen pass. Ball's caught by the tailback. He has room to run. He's up to the 18-yard line, moves on down to the 17, now the 16. Tackled by a host of Bulldogs and going to be short, I believe, of that first down mark, setting up a 4th and 1, maybe even a measurement by the officials.
Nice call there by Loftus. We knew it was a passing situation. We kind of teed off Maxfield.
It was a
Coach
first down.
Maxfield may have brought a little blitz on that. Great call by Loftus and picked up the first down on it.
Did get the first, so here we go from the 16-yard line. Blue Devil ball. Two backs in the backfield now, more of a running set. Ball's on the ground again. Wid Robbins, that quarterback's having trouble catching the ball, so another huge tackle for loss by number 78, Joseph Jolin. We've called his name several times tonight. I know on this drive alone, that's his second tackle for loss. So a big loss for the Blue Devils on a mishandled snap. Didn't appear to be a horrible snap from center. I don't know if the pressure from the front line of the Bulldog defensive line has got him a little nervous, but certainly he's mishandled the ball two out of the last three plays. On 2nd and 16 from the 24-yard line, the Blue Devils will be snapping. Two wide receivers to the right and one to the left. Ball is snapped. Quarterback gives to running back. He has room. Going to be started to be brought down. He's got more room. He's to the 15, the 10. Crosses the 10 down to the 7-yard line. A paused mid-call there because it looked like we had the runner corralled, but he shook the tackler, came off there. The Blue Devils are moving from left to right from our vantage point, and now with a good run, the ball is down to the 7-yard line. Blue Devils threatening the score.
Probably 4 down territory here.
Most certainly so.
That was Ogletree again on the carry. He kind of saved the touchdown on the tackle there.
As the clock passes under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter, the lead of 18-0 is being threatened. Is Jackson County now on 3rd and 3 from the 7-yard line? Snaps another huge tackle for loss. I see Copeland. He's the first off the pile. Number 16, John Copeland, accompanied by number 30, Will Ogletree. Great play from those two young defenders tonight. Nice tackle for loss. Going to set up a 4th and 4 situation for the Blue Devils from their own 10-yard line. So Copeland continues his excellent night on the defensive side of the ball.
Just what we needed there, Daniel. You expect that to come from Maxfield or one of the seniors. Again, to see a freshman step up like he is tonight, it's maybe something we've never seen.
Very special. Very special indeed. Proud to see it. As now the clock says 3 minutes and 8 ticks left. The Blue Devils will snap the ball on a 4th and 4 from the 10. Looking to throw the ball, and it has been caught. It is a touchdown for the Blue Devils. That was number 20, Clark Donaldson, on the defense. A slant pattern was run. The receiver got out in front of him. So now, with 2 minutes and 58 seconds left, the Blue Devils finally get on the scoreboard with a score of 18-6. It appears that they are an extra point team. We'll be seeing an extra point from them rather than a 2-point.
A little different route there, Daniel, but they've kind of been hitting us on the bubble, hitting us in the flat. They run a little skinny post to the touchdown there. Our defender was trailing. Not sure who that was on this side. Nice throw, nice catch. Can't hardly fault him on that.
Well executed indeed. Now the Blue Devils will attempt the point after. Number four holding for them. Ball is up and away. Appears to be a good kick, and it is. So at the 2 minute, 58 second mark of the third quarter, your new score is Clay County 18, Jackson County 7. You're listening to Bulldog Football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Blue Devils set to kick off after they had that scoring drive. We'd given them a short field after a faked punt attempt. Blue Devils capitalized with 2 minutes and 58 seconds left in the third quarter. The new score is Bulldogs 18, Blue Devils 7. Markham's back deep to receive, accompanied by number 18, Wesley Walker, number 23, Dakota McGee. Hopefully Markham can get a chance at this one. And now the ball's kicked. It's short. They stay away from him. Kick to Jacoby, I believe that is, number 44. And he safely goes to the ground. And the Bulldogs will take over at their own 32-yard line. Needing a sustained drive out of the Bulldogs on this drive. Chew some clock. Points, hopefully, but at least chew some clock.
Yeah, I think we just got to settle down here, Daniel. You know, Jackson County came out with some momentum. We kind of helped them with that a couple of times. You know, we had the big penalty to help their drive keep going. But they just made a good play there at the end. Let's see what Ashlock and company can respond with here.
First and 10 from the Bulldogs on 32. Ball being snapped, Ogletree in motion. He gets the handoff, has a good run around left side. The Bulldogs have been content to run Ogletree to the 7 hole, to the outside of the left tackle, and they've been content to run Markham to the 4 hole between right guard and tackle. Is now, after that 7-yard gain by Ogletree, we have a Blue Devil that's down on the field. While we have injury timeout, we'll go to a word from our sponsors.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
The Blue Devil defender that was down on that play was Ori Smallwood, number 43, a senior. He has safely came to the sideline. We're very proud to see that. We never like to see anyone injured playing this game. It is very physical, and injuries do take place, but hopefully he will be able to have a full recovery. So we thought earlier before the break that a gain of 7 had taken place. It was a gain of 4. It'll be 2nd and 6 after Seth Ogletree had a nice carry around left tackle, picking up 4 yards. Jake Ashok now trots to the huddle, received a play call from head coach Matthew Bates. This is his first action for the Bulldogs, and I know he would love to come out of here with a W. So with 2:05 left on the clock, Ashlock goes under center. Double wing set, Markham in motion. Ball is given to Markham. He sticks it up in there, but for the first time tonight, he will lose yardage on his run around right side. The ball is going to be spotted on the 36-yard line, which would set up a third and fairly long for the Bulldogs, a 3rd-and-7, as Markham lost 2 yards on the carry. Once again, the first time Markham has lost yardage tonight on a carry. So possible passing situation for the Bulldogs with 1:25 left in the quarter.
I think so, Daniel. And, you know, Ashlock's been pretty consistent. I think you go to Cherry here on that little seam route.
Cherry's a good option as here Ashlock comes under center. 3rd-and-8, ball spotted at the 35-yard line. Markham's in motion, fake to him. It is a pass, another seam pass. Oh! It was called a beautiful catch. It's going to be a touchdown. Now he's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, the touchdown. It is Seth Ogletree, number 7, that new face on the Bulldogs. Just a beautiful catch. Ball was thrown. It was fake to Markham. Ashlock threw it out in front of Ogletree. One-handed grab on the play.
A great catch. It was the same play the one we called, but it wasn't Cherry this time. And, you know, Ashlock showed a little touch right there. He'd been kind of lasering in, getting to him quick. There was a defender there, and he dropped it right over the top for the 36-yard touchdown right there. 65-yard.
65-yard touchdown. Huge play. Not long enough to make the list we were talking about earlier, but certainly a thing of beauty. And now the Bulldogs will be going for 2. Is the new score currently is Bulldogs 24, Blue Devils 7, with 59 seconds left in the third quarter. Ashlock is going to be bringing his team to the line for this 2-point play. Going to be under center, double wing set again. Will Ogletree, the fullback, quarterback sneak by Jake Ashlock. He has a great surge. Offensive line's pushing. He is good. So a bit of redemption now for Ashlock as he gets that 2-point conversion. The new score will be 26 for the Bulldogs, 8 for the Jackson County Blue Devils. 53 seconds left in the third quarter.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CTHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
With 53 seconds left in the third quarter, the new score, Clay County 26, Jackson County 7. Number 50, Dylan Maxfield. Actually, this time, number 78, Joseph Jolin, set to kick off for the Bulldogs.
What a debut for our new quarterback, Daniel.
Oh,
that's three
wow.
touchdown passes
yeah.
to two different receivers. Can't give him better than that.
Well, he joins the greats we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
We talk about people like Gary Eads. Gary
That's
Eads,
right.
the only black and gold quarterback to achieve 3 touchdowns in the game, as we have a high kick by Jolin. Ball's being caught and received. There's running room, but we do bring the return man for Jackson County down. He gets the ball up to the 46-yard line, so that's where the Blue Devils will start this possession at their own 45. Yes, Thomas, you know, 3 touchdowns in your first varsity game. There was a ton of excitement around Jake Ashlock going back to his junior high career. He didn't play last year for the Bulldogs, and, you know, we've called a lot of names tonight that weren't on this Bulldog squad last year.
We have, and I think you've got to credit Coach Bates for that. I mean, like he said in our segment, he recruited the Halls, brought a little excitement, And he's got these athletes, these weapons out here on the field tonight.
Here the Blue Devils go from the 44-yard line. Quarterback rolling to the right, targets a man. He does find his mark. He's down to the 40, now the 35-yard line. Tackle was made by linebacker Will Ogletree. Actually, the ball's been spotted at the 38-yard line. A nice gain for the Blue Devils, around 25 yards more than likely as they flip the field. So maybe, hopefully a little bit too late by the Blue Devils, but a very nice play with 35 seconds left here in this third quarter.
They have started to move the ball in this second half, and again, you got to credit Loftus for that. I know he's behind and kind of had to open it up, but he's doing some nice things with his personnel out here.
First and 10 from the 38. The Blue Devils have two wide receivers to the right, two to the left, one back set. Ball snap, quarterback rolling to the left. Targets his man, throws, almost intercepted, but off the fingertips of the defender. It was caught, but a huge hit, Thomas, a 50, Dylan Maxfield.
How'd that get through Ogletree's fingertips there? He thought he had it, too. He was going the other way for six.
He thought he was, but not to be so. But Dylan Maxfield, it was a first down play for the Blue Devils. Certainly an outstanding play by their quarterback and receiver, but I can't help but get excited over that killer hit that Dylan Maxfield just laid. He's tougher than a $2 steak, I tell you what.
There's no doubt. He's been doing that all night, Daniel. He's got eight tackles as far as my count, but he's been in on a lot more plays than that.
Here we see action on first down for the Blue Devils. It was a run around right side, tackled by number 30, Will Ogletree, joined by number 20, Clark Donaldson. So the Bulldogs continue to do a good job holding the Blue Devils on the ground. With that play, the third quarter has wound to an end. We'll be heading into the fourth quarter. The score is Clay County 26, Jackson County 7. This is the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Time for the beginning of the fourth quarter here at Matt Graper Stadium. The Blue Devils trailing. Second and 10 for them. Ball being snapped. Two receivers to either side. Quarterback rolls to the left. He's in trouble. He's scrambling. We miss him, though, and he does finally go down. I see number...
That's Copeland again. They got the arm on him and brought him down. Now, there was one that piled on there, but that was Copeland again.
Between Jolin and Copeland, those two names have been called a lot deep in the Blue Devil offensive backfield. A pleasure to see if you're a Bulldog fan. That's going to set up a third and 12 after that loss for the Blue Devils. So head coach Sean Loftus now, as this game's getting late, bound to be getting nervous about the score, which is 26 for the Dogs, 7 for the Devils. Ball snap, targeting receiver downfield. It's caught. Going to be a first down, but a huge hit. Number 21, B.J. Emerton, coming in with one of his first tackles on the night. Fortunately, our safeties haven't had to be that involved on tackles because the defensive line's been doing their job.
He has, and I don't really know how the Jackson County quarterback got that ball in. We've got laundry on the field, Daniel.
Certainly so. Certainly so.
But anyway, a great throw by that quarterback. I mean, all I saw was white jerseys flashing in front of him. Next thing I know, he's inside the 10-yard line, looks.
There is a penalty flag on the field and back around Jackson County's offensive line. But now they do move the sticks. Perhaps that was inadvertent. The official just dropped it out of his pocket. So the Blue Devils, it's kind of hard to see. They're moving from right to left. That ball's being spotted down around the 6-yard line. From my vantage point, it is very difficult to tell. They have a short field and a serious
Coach Bates is wanting an explanation here, Daniel. I don't know what that flag was.
Blue Devils are going to be snapping. First and goal from the 6. Twin receivers to either side. One back set. Quarterback shotgun. We have motion. They've not used that much tonight. Now two back set. Handoff. We have pressure in the backfield. And once again, there we are. That's number 9, Hayden Cherry, accompanied by number 30, Will Ogletree. So once again, a tackle for loss from the front 5 of this 50 defense for the Clay County Bulldogs. Several names we've called tonight have been involved. Cherry, Jolin, Copeland, Ogletree, Maxfield, Markham, Donaldson. Just a good group effort.
I think that shows the attitude that this new team brings right now. I know Jackson County's threatening, but the clock's ticking away.
Well, defensive coordinator David Maxfield, as you mentioned earlier, a longtime assistant and former head coach for the Bulldogs. He's been entrusted, it's my understanding, with that defensive coordinator role, and he's called a fine game to this point.
You know, Coach Bates, when I talked to him last week for the newspaper, before I wrote my season preview, he talked about Maxfield and how he kind of helped him with the personnel he had and got him acquainted.
Ball being snapped for the Devils on first and goal. Ball's thrown. It's intercepted. That's number 7, Seth Ogletree. He's coming out of the end zone, but you can't do that in high school football. I'm not sure what's been happening. He's still allowed to run. He's heading
you
up the
can do that, Daniel.
He's to the 50, now the 45. Maybe he wasn't in the end zone. It appeared to me that he was, but number 7, Seth Ogletree, another newcomer to this Bulldog team, has come up big tonight. Not only did he catch that last touchdown pass, but here he has intercepted in the end zone, and now flags on the field. Officials are conferencing. I think that it's going to be ruled a touchback, brought back to the 20-yard line.
Well, that's where you're a lot more depth than I am at the high school football rules. Either way, that was an exciting play. And we see the all-white crowd that's made the trip down river here across from us over there, and they got excited. I know I did.
Absolutely, me too. We're going to quickly go to producer Rob Edwards with a few local scores.
A couple scores on the Budget Pest Control scoreboard here. Cookeville 38, Upperman 7 at halftime. Red Bull and Springs, who's Clay County's opponent next week, up 7-0 on Cannon County in the third quarter. Smith County 18, Macon 7 also in the third quarter. Budget Pest Control scoreboard. When bugs have nightmares, they think of Budget Pest Control.
And here we are, Thomas. I was completely wrong. Certainly, that's not the first or the last time that'll be the case. Ogletree was allowed to return it. He must not have been in the end zone, but they have marked off an additional 15 yards. Obviously, a personal foul called against the Blue Devils sometime during that return. And the Bulldog offense will take over here with 10 minutes and 6 seconds left, all the way down on the Blue Devil 27-yard line. So a very short field. We've flipped this field with one play. Seth Ogletree's put us in great shape. Now Ashok under center, ball being given to Jacoby around left side. He has room. He's gained 5. Now he's gained 7, 8, 10. He's up to a 15-yard gain. Ball be going down to the 10-yard line. Now Jackson County maybe getting a little chippy here. There's a flag on the field back around the line of scrimmage. Usually that means a hold. We'll have to see.
I don't know about the flag, but again, I've been impressed with Jacoby. I mean, he's only got a couple carries tonight, but he was kind of juking and jiving and picking his way through there and picked up a big game. It's nice to see the senior contributing here. What about the call, Daniel?
Well, it was a hold against the Bulldogs, so we're going to be backed up several yards. A strange turn of events. The Blue Devils were threatening to score. Ogletree has the interception and a huge return. We had a big penalty against the Devils, and now a big penalty against the Dogs. So we're going to see a 1st and 10. Ball's being spotted at the 36-yard line. I said 1st and 10. I apologize. 1st and 20. 1st and 20 for Coach Bates and the Bulldogs with 9 minutes and 44 seconds left in this fourth quarter. The Bulldogs have a healthy lead, 26-7 over the Devils, and you know, I've got my fingers crossed. Maybe we can run these last 9.5 minutes out. It's now Ashlock, the young sophomore, brings his team to the line. He has 3 touchdown passes already and a timeout or a penalty one, I believe, a delay of game, perhaps, on the young signal caller for Clay County. The back judge threw the flag. Yes, a delay of game, the first delay of game thus far. Not sure if Coach Bates was slow getting the play in, if the Dogs didn't hustle to the line quick enough. But regardless, a five-yard mark off against the Dogs.
Not many penalties tonight, Daniel. I mean, I know we're moving backwards right now, but Coach Bates had us coached up pretty good.
Pretty clean for a first game of the season. Is Ashok's under center on first and 25. Toss sweep to Markham. First time he's been allowed to get it outside. He has the corner. He's picked up about seven. They're going to spot that ball on the 34-yard line. So a pickup of around seven. For Markham on the play, that'll set up second and still a very long situation. What appears to be around 20 yards still for the Dogs. Should be second and 18 after the penalty. That clock has stopped ticking at this point. Markham did go out of bounds. I would love to see that fourth quarter clock that currently reads 9 minutes and 20 seconds ticking on down, but it will as soon as the ball snapped. Ashlock coming out into the huddle. Quickly gives his team the call. They snap and come to the line. The Bulldogs look energized still. They don't look tired, and here they are from the 35-yard line. Jacoby in motion to the left. Toss sweep to him. He's going to get the edge. Has Ogletree blocking in front. He's picked up five, now 10. He's had another penalty. He's hit the ground. Jacoby had went around left side on a toss sweep. Had got the ball down to around the 24-yard line, but mid-run, a penalty has come out. I think another hold against the Bulldogs.
We're giving Jackson County life here, Daniel. I mean, I guess I shouldn't have said it. I mean, pretty clean game so far. How many is that? Three in a row? No, we got the Markham run in there. So that's three penalties on this drive anyway.
It's certainly the highest frequency that we've seen out of either team all night long. So as we reassess the new situation, it's still second down. Around 25 yards to go. I can't be precise. I can tell you that the ball is being spotted at the 42-yard line on the Blue Devil end of the field. The Dogs are attempting to drive to the end zone from left to right from our vantage point. Ashlock comes out again under center, second long. Bates been happy to keep the ball on the ground since the touchdown throw earlier. Ashlock now watching the back judge, letting that clock tick. Smart move. It's another pass, and the ball was tipped. We were targeting number 9, Hayden Cherry, on the same pass play that we've scored twice earlier tonight on, but it was not to be that time. Jackson County's two high safeties finally learned what was up and stopped that play, Thomas. And the worst part, it stops the clock at 8:42.
It does. You know, I like I said before, the game, we've got to control the tempo and eat some clock. You know, Coach Bates is normally good with that, with his wing T attack here. I don't know. I think you got to keep it on the ground at this time.
Dogs come to the line from the 42-yard line, third and around 26 to go. Ball snapped. Jacoby in motion was looking to pass, but we had a breakdown in the offensive line one of the few times tonight. I think that's the second time. And Ashlock was sacked by number 20, Jordan Whitehead, a senior for the Jackson County Blue Devils. So now we have fourth and over 30 to go. The punt team is coming out on the field. I don't think Coach Bates will attempt a fake or anything at this point. I mean, he's almost 30 yards away from first down area. We do have a 26-7 score, so the Bulldogs are in command in this game. 8 minutes and 7 seconds left. Jolin back deep to punt. That was Gabe Henson earlier, number 5, a junior that the ball was snapped to when we attempted the fake punt. Jolin will kick this one, though. It is a returnable punt.
You know,
it was muffed by the Blue Devils. The returner ran up hoping he could get a return on the ball, and he did touch that football. We'll have to see who comes out of that pile with it. Could be Bulldog ball and a new set of downs. The officials are trying to decide. Jackson County players seem satisfied they maintain possession, and yes, they do. So no turnover to be had at that point. We have 7 minutes and 39 seconds left in this fourth quarter. They're playing pretty quickly here. Coach Loftus already has a play going in, so we'll stay live with you and not go to break. Jackson County, any time that this clock's running in regulation now, they've got to play quick. They're down 19 points, 3 possessions. They've got a lot of work to do if they hope to eclipse the Bulldogs.
They do, Daniel. I mean, we do have kind of the game in hand, but we're playing like it. I mean, you come out here, you get penalties, you don't go anywhere, and you give them another chance. You don't want to do that right now.
So here we are, Blue Devils first and 10 from the 25-yard line. They've got 75 yards to go to get any points. Three receivers to the left. It's a little quick screen to the left. Big hit by number 9, Hayden Cherry. Nice physical play. Pass was incomplete. They were targeting the middle of those three receivers to the left, but no yardage there. So second and 10 with 7 minutes and 36 seconds left.
You'd have to think Losses is going to go for a shot right here and go deep. You know, they've been hitting us on the little bubble passes and the hitches outside. You think they might do a hitch and go here?
They've got to do something to try to get some yardage, Thomas. I hope they don't get any yardage, but they've got to try. Once again, we have three receivers to the left on the second 10. Ball snapped.
There it is.
Targeting deep. You caught it. Little double move. Almost another near interception by number 7, Seth Ogletree, accompanied by number 21, B.J. Emerton. A fine job by those two safeties getting over the top.
It is. That's twice you've called Emerton's name. I thought we might hear it a little bit on the offensive side of the ball tonight, but we've been targeting the tight ends down the seam, so maybe he's kind of drawn that coverage, but he's helping us on both sides of the ball tonight.
Producer Rob Edwards has shared a note with me here, including that last pass play. Jackson County on the last 9 attempts is 6 of 9 passing, so they have a 66%. Completion rate on their last 9 attempts, but not much yardage.
They're not.
Short passes.
Yeah, I think that goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, they're getting it out quick. The pressure Copeland and Maxfield and some of this front line has brought has forced them to get it out quick. But they're going to have to take some shots downfield here, Daniel.
Jackson County on 3rd and 10 from the 24-yard line, 7 minutes and 11 seconds left. Shotgun formation, trips receivers, targeting deep again, pressure from the line. Quarterback's going to scramble. He throws deep, has a man. Oh, the Bulldog secondary dodged a bullet that time. It was a long, extended play. The quarterback broke pocket, rolled to the right. There was a man deep that was open, but the Jackson County quarterback and his receiver, fortunately, could not hook up with one another. So Jackson County here with a 4th and 10, 7 minutes and 4 seconds left, 26-7 ball game. They're running their punting team on the field, but giving up on this drive, which is currently at the Blue Devils on 24-yard line, almost gives the game to the Dogs if we can get a few first downs.
I think so, Daniel. And you know, how big is this right now? I know it's not over, but Clay County's up 26-7.
It's certainly huge, and we're certainly not going to jinx them. We'll go ahead and call the game and not talk about a possible win coming in the next 7 minutes. And Markham back deep to receive. He smartly lets the ball roll. The Bulldogs are going to be taking over at the 43-yard line on their side of the field. So good field position, only 57 yards away from the end zone. We're going to take a quick break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back-to-school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop. T-insert number C-0026.
And with 7 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in this game, the Bulldogs are leading 26-7 and have a 1st and 10 from their own 43. Ball snap given to Markham. He's around right side, has room, big gain. He's to the 40. He's crossed. It's about a 18-yard gain for Markham, his biggest of the night.
A good run, Daniel. Just need to finish it off right. You know, we need to stay in bounds, keep his clock running. We gave Jackson County a little more life by running out of bounds.
Ball's being spotted at the 40-yard line, so that'll give Markin 17 on the carry and us a new set of downs. 1st and 10, 6 minutes and 56 seconds left. If we can hang on, this would be the first time that the Dogs would have defeated the Devils since 2008. It's been a long dry spell that we certainly hope will end tonight. Also, head coach Matt Bates, his first game. And here we are, 1st and 10, 40-yard line. Ashok under center, ball given to number 7, Ogletree. He's hit deep in the backfield and will not escape from that defender. That was number 10 for Jackson County, Andrew Agee, a junior. So nice play by Agee on the play. Loss of 3, 2nd and 13 for Ashok and company.
Daniel, I think you give it to Markham every play right here. I mean, he's the one that's got the experience in the backfield. He covers the ball up good. He's had a good night, not a hugely productive night, but he's had a great night. He's got 55 yards on 13 carries. You know, that's what we need. We need to run this clock
and
right now.
He's turned into a north and south runner, fortunately, for the Dogs here. So with 6 minutes and 10 seconds left, second and 13, ball snap. Ball's given to Ogletree again. That's Seth Ogletree, not Will. And he does get some yardage there. Ball's going to come up to the 41-yard line. So a pickup of two on the play. He's going to set up a third and 11 for the Dogs. But there are flags on the field. Ball had came loose. A few Blue Devil defenders got excited, started jumping on the ball, but it was down by contact. Holding call against the Bulldogs. So the last two times the Bulldogs have had possession of this football, they've shot themselves in the foot with multiple penalties. So that's another loss of 10 yards on a holding penalty.
Well, that may come from, what we had, 5, 6, 7 wins in the last 3 or 4 years. Not knowing how to put a game away, Daniel. I mean, not being in this position many times for a while.
Certainly the young men on the field are just as excited as we are, and nerves do come into effect. Hopefully if they can hang on here with 5 minutes and 51 seconds left, and what's a 26-7 lead right now for them, that's a 3 possessions. Certainly maybe they can get some of those jitters out and become more comfortable in these closing situations. Ashlock now with the ball spotted on the 50. He's under center. Double wing set, as we've seen most all night. Ogletree in motion. Ashlock back to throw. He targets his man for one of the few times tonight. Ashlock missing his mark. May have been some miscommunication between quarterback and receiver.
Yeah, he missed it there. You go to the air, you give them a chance to make a big play and maybe change momentum here. Again, we need to be running clock. I'd like to see Coach Bates go back to the ground. It's more about running clock and third and 20 here than it is to trying to pick up an unreachable first down.
That's true. Since that whistle has blowed, signaling that incomplete pass, that clock has remained frozen at 5 minutes and 40 seconds. So here the Dogs come again on 3rd and 20. Ball spotted on the 50. Ashlock under center. Ball fake. They're throwing again. He's targeting Ogletree in the right flat. Has him. He's up to the 40. Now the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. Shedding a defender, the 15. He's all the way down to the 11-yard line. So a huge gain. That would be 39 yards by Will Ogletree. We'll give him the 10. They're going to spot it on the 10, an even 40-yard gain from Ashlock to Ogletree. So, Thomas, a gutsy call there by Coach Bates, 3rd and 20. Not necessarily risky or anything. It was a 5-yard out, but Ogletree doing the rest made it a huge play.
It did, Daniel. And I was totally wrong. We both admitted it there. I'm thinking about running clock. Coach Bates thinking about getting in the end zone. So let's tack it on.
Well, certainly with, 5 minutes and 20 seconds left, Ogletree stayed in bounds and the clock ticks on down. I'm sure Ashlock will probably watch that back judge this time and try to run as much time off this clock before he snaps the ball as possible. I think the Bulldogs, if they hang another one, I think we can call it a pretty safe win. So Ashlock's under center, ball being snapped from the 10. It's given to Seth Ogletree around the left side. He has room. His cousin Will blocking for him. It's a nice gain. He's going to get in. It's a touchdown, I believe. Yes, a touchdown, Horizon Sports Network fans, for number 7, Seth Ogletree. The second or maybe third time he's got the end zone tonight. So touchdown to Ogletree, touchdown Clay County. Thomas, I hate to say it, but that may have put the nail in the coffin.
It may have been there a long time ago, but that definitely topped it off. Why not? Let's pour it on to these Blue Devils, in my opinion.
Score currently 32-7 in favor of the Dogs with 4 minutes and 49 seconds remaining. Many folks may remember just last year up in Salina, we had a brutal defeat at the hands of the Blue Devils, 6-42 loss. And currently, we're on the other side of that with 32-7. So here we are for two. False start by number 34, Camden Bowles. They like to bring Camden in, a junior, when they use what we might call a heavy set. They go for a little bit bigger alignment. He was playing tight end and moved a little bit before he was supposed to. So this two-point conversion is going to be backed up 5 yards by the Blue Devils. And the Dogs will try to get a conversion from the 8-yard line. Coach Bates now meeting with his quarterback over on the sideline, changing up the play. This score could potentially make it a 34-7 game. Very proud of what we've seen so far out of offense and defense. It's been a complete game. Neither side has made a ton of mistakes, a lot more positives than negatives, and it's just been outstanding week one here for the Bulldogs as they try to close it out. Ashlock under center, and once again, the Bulldogs, I believe, are going to be penalized. Yes, an infraction against the Bulldogs, a delay of game. Coach Bates and his quarterback took a little too long that time getting the play into the huddle. So now this is one of the longer two-point conversions that any of us will probably ever witness. Ball going to be spotted on the 13, right, maybe the 14-yard line for this two-point conversion play. Ashlock under center for the third time trying to get this conversion. They're going what back to the play that got a touchdown. That was a toss sweep to Ogletree, but it's not to be this time. So as that two-point conversion fails, ladies and gentlemen, we have a score of 32 for the Clay County Bulldogs and a mere 7 for the Jackson County Blue Devils. This is the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10, its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
And we just witnessed the kickoff here with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left. Joseph Jolin kicked a high, booming kickoff. It was fielded by number 24 for the Blue Devils, but to no avail as far as returning yards goes. That was number 24, Justin Lancaster, a sophomore. So, Thomas, 4 minutes and 45 seconds left. Dogs are up 32-7.
It's just what we wanted. I mean, it's what Coach Bates wanted. It's what the whole community wanted.
It's what we need. We certainly have had hard times here in football, and hopefully this is a sign of things to come. The Dogs have looked great, as we said, on both sides of the ball. We'll talk a lot about that in our post-game show. But currently the Blue Devils are on the field in the 22-yard line on 1st and 10. They snap. Quarterback's looking deep, as he should at this point in time, but he now scrambles. Number 50, Dylan Maxfield, will help to rush him out of bounds. A few yards are picked up on the play. It's going to be spotted at the 26-yard line. So that's going to set the Devils up for a second. It's the 25-yard line. I misspoke. Not the 26. Only a gain of 2. So 2nd and 8 for the Blue Devils. Maxfield using his speed. You mentioned senior leadership, Thomas. We've saw that from him. I've been just as equally impressed with number 16, John Copeland, that freshman defensive lineman.
There's no doubt, Daniel. I mean, you look at his stat line, and you would think it would be on Maxfield.
Absolutely.
You know.
And here we have Jackson County quarterback on 2nd and 8, rolling left. He targets the man downfield, but it is an incomplete pass. The clock will stop with 4 minutes and 31 seconds left. You have to be up by 35 points and for the TWSAA to have a running clock. They call it a mercy rule. We're not at that point, but we are very pleased to be up 32-7, margin of 25 points, if my math's correct, over the Blue Devils.
Who would have thought we'd have been discussing the mercy rule here in the clash on the Cumberland?
On the Cumberland.
I'm glad we are, and I like to see the black and gold on the good end of that.
3rd and 8 for the Blue Devils. Quarterback takes a snap out of shotgun, has receivers downfield, targets one. Almost intercepted by number 7, Seth Ogletree. I feel that it would be safe to say at this moment in time, of all the new additions that we've seen, at least here in week one, to the Bulldogs. You know, we've got number one, Jake Ashlock. We have number seven, Seth Ogletree. There's others, number 21, B.J. Emerton, the freshman, Copeland, that we've mentioned. I don't think any have had hardly as big an impact as number seven, Seth Ogletree. He's done it on offense, done it on defense, had a great game.
He has. He's one yard shy of being our leading rusher. Got a touchdown on the ground, touchdown through the air, an interception. I mean, that's a full stat line right there for a player that hadn't seen the field in 5 years.
I don't know. The last time Seth Ogletree did play football, he has not played to this point in high school, and he is a senior. He's now in Jackson County. Punched the ball. Markham going to try to field the thing, and he does. I'm not sure about that decision by Markham. It was a rugby punt. With the Bulldogs, you know, with a nice safe lead here, why give the Blue Devils the chance at even recovering a muff punt or something? But fortunately for Markham, he survived it. So we'll stay with you here on the Horizon Sports Network with 4 minutes and 22 seconds left in the game as the Bulldogs take back over. The ball's been spotted on the Bulldog side of the field at the 49-yard line. So if Coach Bates is interested in it, the end zone's 51 yards away.
It is a... I hope he's not. Now, I was wrong on the last drive. He was. We got it in there. I'd like to see him burn a little clock here this time, Daniel.
Well, when it's been, you know, for us, when we've experienced the loss at the hands of the Blue Devils for as many years in a row as we have, you know, we don't want to take a gamble with it. But Coach Bates coming in, you know, he may can't talk, folks. I'm sorry. He may want to make a strong statement.
Well, I think he has tonight, and out of respect for Coach Loftus, I think he may take his foot off the gas here.
Yeah, that's true. Coach Loftus has done a great job, and so we'll see here what the Dogs do. Is we actually see second-string players now for the Bulldogs starting to trickle in. That was number four, Seth Mackey, senior quarterback, that came in and took that handoff and gave it to an unknown ball carrier. I think that was Seth Ogletree. That was number seven, Seth Ogletree. I thought perhaps the other running backs had been taken out of the game. But Mackey is in the quarterback for Ashlock. Number 44, Jacoby, now comes out to wing back. I still see the starting offensive line on the field. Number 64, Derek Beckner. Number 60, Eli Watson. Number 72, Joseph Short. Not done a good job tonight bringing you the names of those offensive linemen. We want to mention those guys every chance we get because they're just as important, actually more so than sometimes the backs on each play. So now the Bulldogs will be snapping first and 10. Mackey gives off the ball to Markham, number 24, one of the few times that Markham will not gain yardage, actually lost a yard as the ball is being spotted at the 37-yard line. So a loss for Markham, but Thomas, that clock is ticking. We're down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds in the fourth quarter, the final stanza of the Clash on the Cumberland. 32 points on the board for the guest, and fortunately tonight, that is the Clay County Bulldogs. Only 7 for the home team of Jackson County. The Bulldogs take their time. They're not in a rush. I'm satisfied at this point in time. Coach Bates would probably be okay taking a delay game if it meant getting an extra second off the clock. But they will try to make time. Number 2, White Burke, split out to the right. Mackey under center. Ball being given to Jacoby. He's running around left side. Has a lot of room. He does stumble, though. Nice little pickup for Jacoby. He moves the ball down to the 28-yard line. A pickup of around 6 for Jacoby, maybe 7. We'll have to see where they spot it officially. More importantly, that clock does continue to run. It has temporarily been stopped, though, at 2 minutes and 45 seconds because a Blue Devil player, number 10 for them, that sophomore, or junior rather, Andrew Agee, his helmet's come off. And TWSAA rules say when your helmet comes off, you have to come off the field for one play before you can reenter the contest. Coach Loftus may let hit number 10, Andrew Agee, stay on the sideline. He's had a hard-fought game. And now Mackey brings his team to the line on what's a 3rd and 4 with 2 minutes and 24 seconds left. Ball being snapped, given off to a new wing back. That's not Markham anymore. I'll have to get a number. Maybe number 20, Clark Donaldson, on the carry. Yes, it is 20 Donaldson, but he's no running room that time for the Bulldogs, as no gain was had for Donaldson. Ball still being spotted at 32 on what's going to set up a 4th and 5 or 4th and 4 situation. Clock ticks under 2 minutes left.
Daniel, you know, as we see some of the reserves getting some playing time here, you know, when I talked to Coach Bates this week,
He said when he was hired, or at the end of that conversation we had earlier, that beat Jackson County. You know, that was his main goal, and that's all he's heard. He's done it.
He has done it. Very exciting. You hear, ladies and gentlemen, this game has kind of slowed down, and the pace has slowed as we see substitutes coming in, and you know, it's kind of took a little bit of the excitement out of our voices, but don't be fooled by that, because we're very excited, and we'll probably let out a little squeal or two as that buzzer sounds with 0 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Huge accomplishment.
It is, and talking about squeals, I think I did that a time or two in game. I apologize for that, but it's hard not to get excited when you've been on the other side and you've kind of seen what's gone on the last few years, and just to see what these Bulldogs have done tonight, it just makes everybody feel good.
It does. It's going to be a great weekend. Ball being snapped, fourth down, bad exchange between Mackey and center. Blue Devils will take possession over the football. There's 1 minute and 16 seconds left in this fourth quarter clock. We hope you're still with us, though. If you're out there listening, just stay with us until the end of this game. And on the Horizon Sports Network, our producer, Rob Edwards, here, I think, has a score of interest that he would like to share with the Horizon Sports Network Nation.
Well, scores come in slow tonight, folks. Right now we have Red Bowling Springs 14, Cannon County 0 in the fourth quarter. And as I told you earlier, Red Bowling Springs is the opponent for Clay County next week. So, Budget Pest Control Scoreboard.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it, Coach. And the most important one, if you want to add it to it, Clay County 32, Jackson County 7.
So the Blue Devils do take over first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Ball's given off to a running back. He's quickly brought down, though. Try to bring that number of the Bulldog tackler to you. I believe that was linebacker number 50, Dylan Maxfield, who's still in the game. And after he made that tackle, actually, he trots off. He saw seen his final play of the night. An excellent job by Dylan Maxfield. Very glad for him personally and the rest of these seniors that they were able to beat the Blue Devils at least once in their career. This will be the one they'll remember.
Right. And, again, I keep going back when I talk to Coach Bates. I do that for the newspaper and also for the broadcast. But that's what he said. He said he told his seniors, he said, why not you guys? He said, you know, it's been 9 years. You've only lost to them three times. He said, why not you guys? And they responded to that tonight, Daniel.
They have. It's been a pleasure to see many of the young men on this field have been players. We mentioned newcomers. Many of them have been around the program for several years, have endured some tough times, had a lot of growing pains because many of the stars we've seen tonight, minus the newcomers, have started since the first game of their sophomore year, several of them since their freshman year. When we were playing against the likes of Nashville Christian, Middle Tennessee Christian, and Trousdale County, and fortunately that's in the past and we're in the present, and right now we're seeing 36.8 seconds left on the clock. With a 32-7 score, Clay County in the lead. So the Blue Devils will have two plays left, maybe?
I think.
Interception! A Blue Devil pass has been intercepted by number 9, Hayden Cherry, and he may go the distance. He's down to the 10-yard line. He is cowboy collared out of bounds by that Blue Devil quarterback. But a nice interception by number 9, Hayden Cherry. Icing on the cake.
That's right.
I was having trouble there.
He was trying to go for number 3. He's already hauled in a couple of touchdown passes tonight.
Yes.
And he was taking that thing to the house. Back to what you were saying as the clock's at 23 seconds now. Well, back to what you were saying about all these guys that played since they're freshmen, played since they're sophomores. I think that's showing here tonight.
Well, it is. It is. Certainly, it's hard to look at the seasons that were had prior by the Bulldogs. The community at large would say, well, that wasn't a success. It was 2-8. Well, those were sometimes 14-year-old freshmen on the field who are now 17-year-old juniors and have helped win this. So there is no doubt, Thomas, that the hard lessons they learned early in their careers are helping pay off tonight, along with Coach Bates and this new coaching staff.
I agree. He's brought a new attitude to this, but, you know, we're looking at guys that have got a lot of experience behind them. And, you know, as you said, kind of struggled through a few seasons. And with 13 seconds, Bates gets the Gatorade cooler, and the
he
dogs
did.
are The dogs are celebrating.
The time is ticking off. We have 3 seconds left. Now two, now one. And there is the buzzer. So after an eight-year dry spell, the Bulldogs have captured victory here at the Clash on the Cumberland. The only thing that would have made it better, Thomas, was if we was playing in Salina and didn't have to drive home.
That's
but
right.
we'll drive anywhere for this feeling.
That's right. Look at the scene, Daniel. I mean, a good crowd that came down here. They're around the fences. They've all got the white on. Coach Bates had a white out game. And the dogs look good in all white. I kind of like that.
They do. The dogs look great. This was an outstanding game. We're going to take a brief commercial break just here in a moment or two. We're going to tabulate some stats for you. It is a 32-7 win for the Clay County Bulldogs. They are 1-0 on this season. It has been several years since the Clay County team has opened up a season with a victory. We'll bring that information and more back to you shortly after we return from a break.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CTHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel.
Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County Football.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and very pleased to tell you that the Clay County Bulldogs were victorious over the Jackson County Blue Devils in the clash on the Cumberland. After a long 8-loss dry spell, the Bulldogs and first-year head coach Matt Bates have stamped their mark here on this series with a huge win, a 32-7 victory here in Gainesboro, Tennessee tonight. We're going to go to some stat action now. We're going to go to producer Rob Edwards, who's going to offer basically the Dogs' defensive stats, really, but it's Jackson County's offensive stats.
Yeah, there's really not much to talk about, guys. For the game, Jackson County, 21 rushes for 21 yards. They had seven times they were stopped for a loss in the backfield by Bulldog defense. The first half, they were 2 of 5 from the air. We gained 11 yards. Come out the second half, made a quarterback change, and went 9 of 17 for 82 yards. So they were 11 of 22 for 93 total yards in the air for the game. I think really what we talked about early in the game, one of the keys is Jackson County turned it over 4 times, and the Bulldogs took advantage.
That certainly is always one of the key predictors on who will win a football game. If you can win that turnover battle and protect the ball yourself, so I'm not sure how many turnovers Clay County had, but Jackson County's 4 set up Clay County with a pretty not easy. They found hard to do it, but it certainly did help. Thomas Weaver, a statistician, is putting some of the final work on Bulldogs' offensive stats. I think he's ready at this time. We'll kick over to him for an update on how the Bulldogs fare.
First of all, how excited. I mean,
very excited.
I know it got a little slow there at the end, but I couldn't hardly control myself there at one time. And it just feels good, Daniel, to come away, especially on the road down here in Gainesboro, the hated Blue Devils, and we took care of business, and it's just a great thing. But to talk about what the Coach Edwards talking about limiting Jackson County. I mean, you look down the list, and I know I didn't get all of these, because I got excited to miss a few, just to be honest with you.
Right.
But I got Max Field with, you know, 8 to 10 tackles. You got Will Ogletree also stepping up with about 7 and probably more. He was just kind of all over the field tonight.
He was very good.
You know, maybe not at the point of attack so much, but he's the guy running somebody down on the sidelines, or he was the guy,
those 4 yard gains at 4 rather than at 14.
Right, right. And then our defensive star of the night, I mean, in my opinion, we don't really have that, but you have to talk about the freshman, John Copeland. I mean, I've got him for 2 sacks, the safety, a tackle for loss, and you have to give him probably another sack on that holding call. I mean, the guy just tackled him. He had a clean shot at the quarterback. And 4 tackles. So to be a freshman, put up them kind of numbers, and make the impact he had on the game.
Well, Daniel. And not only a freshman, but a freshman playing in the trenches. You yourself, Thomas, if I'm not mistaken, started the majority of your freshman year as a defensive back and wide receiver, but you're kind of removed from the primary action in those positions, and he's sitting there playing nose guard. Sometimes he's moved to defensive tackle. As we mentioned several times, Jackson County, a pretty good-sized team, highlighted by number 70, Jeremy Hodges, at 6'5", 287. Copeland, had that information listed for us. He's 5'10", 165. But that's 165 pounds of heart, and we saw it tonight.
Right. Well, I couldn't imagine starting as a freshman and getting down there with guys that size, but it wasn't a problem for him. Then we have to go, and talk about another newcomer, a sophomore starting quarterback, Jake Ashlock. What a debut. I mean, he was 5 for 10 for 167 yards, had some big plays, 3 touchdowns, Daniel. As we said, tied Gary Eade's record against Jackson County. Just an amazing debut for a great young man and a young man that's got a heck of a future here.
Saw him use his foot speed. He evaded some sacks there in the backfield. He was sacked also. You know, he was sacked a couple times, took some hard hits, but he was still standing tall in that pocket, never vacated the pocket unless necessary, didn't miss fire on too many passes.
Right, right. He was just amazing to me. And then another newcomer. I mean, it just seems like we're a broken record, keep saying this over and over, but Seth Ogletree. Again, we talked about him. He may not have played a down of football for 4 or 5 years, but such a great athlete on the basketball team, and it's translated right over to the gridiron. He was our leading rusher tonight, had 9 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown. We split it up a little bit. We had 186 total yards on the ground on 32 carries, so he didn't have the lion's share of that because we also had some other people on the ground we'll get to later. But he helped us attain 353 total yards of offense. That's pretty good for this Clay County team. And, he had a rushing touchdown, a 65-yard pass from Ashlock for a touchdown, and an interception. So the impact he had was as much as what Copeland did on the other side of the ball.
Absolutely. Seth Ogletree single-handedly did a lot of things, and on that interception, he flipped the field. I don't think we scored on that drive, ended up stalling out on penalties, but he had about a 60-yard return from what I originally thought was in the end zone, but apparently it wasn't. Just, as you mentioned, just an all-around athlete.
Right, right. And you got to talk about Cherry. He's a senior, right, Daniel? Hayden Cherry, the tight end.
Hayden Cherry's a junior.
He's a junior. Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that.
One of those juniors that started as a 14-year-old freshman
right.
2 years ago.
Well, he hauled in 2 of Ashlock's touchdown passes. And,
career
and
night?
It was. And, that little seam route, I'm not sure what the play is. We might have used to call it a hot pass. It seemed like it was a little farther downfield. He hit him hit him quick and got it in the end zone, but just a great overall night for Coach Bates, for this Bulldog team, for us, for Bulldog Nation. I don't know what else to say, Daniel.
Well, there's not much else to say. Certainly excitement is the word of the night. We had excitement going into this 64th game between these two foes. We had excitement throughout the contest. We're excited sitting here talking about it now as the stands have emptied and we're some of the few people left here remaining. Also, we were extremely excited for this to be our inaugural broadcast. on the Horizon Sports Network, which is an affiliate of our longtime local newspaper, the Del Hollow Horizon. I hope that there were people listening tonight. I hope that we were able to produce something for you that was fit to listen to, and we only hope to improve as we start to do this. This is something we hope to do for years to come.
We do, and the possibilities are endless. You know, we've got other sports, we've got community events, we've got a lot of things. With today's technology, you could do things now that you may never have dreamed of 10 years ago, Daniel.
That's
so,
right.
We hope it went well. We hope that we had several listeners for our sponsors to get their message out to, and we do want to thank them for helping us get us here. Without them, we wouldn't be able to bring you this game tonight. And also, we want to throw a little something in there to Larissa at AC Wireless. She got us off the ground. We're streaming live via a U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. And it's worked great for us.
It has. We have a commercial that talks about that product and has given us the capability to broadcast and go live without a physical radio station, which is quite honestly limited geographically to how far we could reach. I know we had some listeners last week when we broadcasted the DeKalb County scrimmage that were in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's certainly not something that would have been available to them had we been using traditional methods.
Right. Okay, Daniel, I think we're going to go to just a quick break. And, again, Clay County 32, Jackson County 7. I can't say that enough.
I don't get tired of hearing it either. We are attempting to go to break, and here we go.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local, affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Del Hollow Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. We're back here at Jackson County High School for the final time tonight, streaming to you live on the Horizon Sports Network. Want to just express our excitement about the huge victory that the Bulldogs had tonight over the Jackson County Blue Devils. Next week, we'll be streaming you live again on the Horizon Sports Network as Coach Bates and the Bulldogs will be at home in Salina. We'll be broadcasting there from Joniel Leach Stadium, where we'll have a battle of the Bulldogs. This week, it was Clash on the Cumberland. Next week, battle of the Bulldogs as the Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs come to town. We want to go ahead and wrap some things up. We're going to go to our producer, Rob Edwards, for one final scoreboard update.
All right, the Budget Pest Control scoreboard's got a few finals here of interest. Trousdale County, 10, 11, and 6. Cookeville, 52, Upperman, 7. In the fourth quarter, Smith County, 32, Macon County, 15. And it looks like the Bulldogs of Red Bull and Springs are coming in next week at 1-0. They defeated Cannon County tonight 14-0. So
nice win.
Be 1-0 Bulldogs versus 1-0 Bulldogs next week, guys.
I like the setup for it. Okay, and now that was your Budget Pest Control scoreboard, proudly sponsored. We have numerous sponsors tonight. We hope we've done a good job of making mention of all of them. I want to go back over to Thomas one more time. Thomas is the editor of the Delhi Horizon newspaper, does a lot of excellent sports writing. All the coverage we've talked about tonight will be recapped in the newspaper, so I'll let him briefly talk about that.
I just want to remind our listeners, Daniel, that full recap, full story, interview with Coach Bates will be in next. We go to press on Monday. It's out in the racks on Tuesday. It's in the mail on Wednesday. So, listeners, pick up your copy of the Delhi Horizon for complete in-depth coverage of this huge win over Jackson County.
Thomas, how could someone who may be listening tonight on the Horizon Sports Network get a subscription to the Delhi Horizon newspaper if they didn't already have one?
Well, it's pretty simple. If they're listening, they're already on our website. There's a button on the homepage that can give you some information, or contact us by email, info@delhihorizon.com.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to sign off tonight one final time. Clay County Bulldogs 32, Jackson County Bulldogs, not Bulldogs, Blue Devils 7. Huge margin of victory. We'll be back next week. Pre-game show to come on at around 6:15 p.m. We'll be broadcasting the Clay County Bulldogs versus the Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs. Good night from the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Fishing and boating at Delhi Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhi Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhihalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.